Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network.
Your number one hit station in town.
This is Radio.
This is Tom, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Hello, everybody. Recording live from somewhere.
Lord of Mercy, all night Sunday Central. Follow me now, they say, say hi, take it, you're rolling hip-hop. The J-Rolls, it's your rolling hip-hop. Redefinition, say you're rolling hip-hop. Say Black Dog, come to rockin' up.
From the first to the last of it, delivery is passionate, you're holding out the half of it, forecasting after map of it, projectile and I'm blasting with accurate assassin shit, me and Quali close like Bethlehem and Nazareth, after this you be pressing rewind on top your master this, shining like an asterisk for all those that you gather, connecting like a brand house from the townhouse to the tenements, cause all my Brooklyn residents, all the heavy regiments, don't believe, hear the evidence, we're Brooklyn. See that? Buy the ticket, all can't believe that. From where they send the crew at to where the police react. Tell them quality, equality, just tell them what we be at.
Brooklyn, New York City, where they paint murals of Biggie and cash we trust, cause it's ghetto fabulous, life look pretty, what a pity, blunts are still 50 cents, it's intense, street senses, I'm in it, can't be covered with incense, my presence felt, my name is Quali from the eternal reflection, people think your MC is shorthand for misconception, let me meditate, set it straight, came to the conclusion that most of these cats is featherweight, let me demonstrate, walking the streets is like battling, be careful with your body, you must know karate, you think your soul is bulletproof like Sade, stop acting like a bitch already, be a visionary and maybe you can see your name in the column of obituary. Third grade teacher reading and talking about, I knew he'd amount to nothing. Neighbors like he was the quiet type, who'd have thought they was frontin'? Talking loud like you and RCA, get carted away with body parts and trays. What a way to start your day. Yo, it's like
1, 2, 3, most of it's all in play. We came to rock it on to the system, best alliance in hip-hop, bio.
Manhattan keep on making it, Brooklyn keep on taking it, so relax, we're taking it back, Red Hook where we're living at, clearly got me struggling and hustling and bubbling, it ain't about production and what is we discussing, when the cock crows, my tribe grows, enable me to rock flows, striving for perfection ever since I was a snot-nosed colosso, true original, we were apostle, standing on a rooftop with the Zulu Gestapo,
you think you the shit, somebody in the wings will force you to quit, it could be your crew, a clique, or some random kid you smoke Buddha with, consider me the entity within the industry, without a history of spitting the epitome of stupidity. Living my life, expressing my liberty. You gotta be done properly. My name is in the middle of equality. People follow me and other cats are hearing flow and assume I'm the real one with the lyrics like I'm Cyrano.
Still sipping with your well water imported from Pluto. 360 milliliters for all the believers and miles of kilometers. Most cats cannot precede us in the jungle with the leaders. We the lions, you the cheetahs. A cypher will complete us if we come through your receivers. You can play us and repeat us and then take us from a reader.
Line to line.
Good Jesus, no seven quality dust. Make a pussy freeze up, think it over, eat up.
1, 2, 3, most heaven's all in quality. We came to rock it on to the system. Best alliance in hip-hop, why oh? I said 1, 2, 3, it's kinda dangerous to be an MC. Bitch, I do Pac and Biggie. Hold your head when the beat drop, why oh?
Pull up to your spot on low, shine brighter than all of the cats that got on glow. Laying the cut like they not going no, cause if I gotta make a move, dog, they not going no. This storm all private, this is not faux show. It's most def what you call real faux show. It's they what you call gangster, hell no. They get a little pinch and go switch to the pole. They all talk fast and they all think slow. I'm most definite, not think so.
Flood your city with the black ink flow, and my crew ain't scared to let them things go. So stop with the nonsense, like keep conscious. I'm just a wake dog, I'm doing great dog. I don't play games, so I don't play, I hate y'all. Get it straight and get the fuck up out my face, dog. I'm like the second plane that made the tower space off. That shit to let you know it's really not a game, dog. Your grind and my grind ain't the same, dog. I'm the catalog, you the same song. So cool and old school like A4. The one your little mommy winding up and wait for. The name that real niggas got their hand raised for. Me and Minnie got the block yellow taped off. So skate off. To the streets, to the beach, the bitches, the niggas, the women, the children, the workers, the killers, the addicts, the dealers, the quiet, the livers, the realest, and that's close. To the edge, back, middle, and front. Strong back shit, lifting it up. From the big and the small, I'm like Jay Brown getting involved. And when I'm letting off around, don't get in the cross. Have your preacher man speaking low, getting his cross. Tell a wild cowboy not to get off their horse before they find out the style on is strictly enforced. It's a real bad way to get your name in the sauce. Testing the limits of a dangerous force. You ended up dumb, famous, and gone. Your people shouting out your name in their song. Pouring liquor on the day you was born. Buying paint to put your face on the wall. Come on, fall back. There's no need for all that, it's all good. We all here, going all out, all live, all day. Listen when the song say, to the streets, to the beach, the bitches, the niggas, the women, the children, the workers, the killers, the addicts, the dealers, the quiet, the livers, the realest, and that's close. To the edge, back, middle, and front. Strong back shit, lifting it up. From the big and the small, I'm like Jay Brown, getting involved, now get yours.
Bang the bang the
looking at your clock, you know that it's time to hear a real ill beat combinated with rhymes brought to you by the person at the T-O-P. That be G-O-D, and I'm T-I-P, the promoter of the blindness. Witness what Iris of this lame, and he came, but I'm the Royal Highness. Don't you ever forget who put that pep in your step. We made it cool to wear medallions and say hotep. And this beat is something that you can't recover from. You better all join in the force because we can't be done. Listen, we on this mission and it's the go. So welcome to the Renaissance in stereo. It's the Renaissance, Renaissance, Renaissance.
Y'all know what time it is. What's going on, people? This is Renaissance Poetry. You are listening to Keith Eric, the Renaissance Poet. I am so happy to be here today. Been looking forward to poetry. Been looking forward to hearing what you guys came to do. And, man, today is just one of those days where the energy is high. I'm looking forward to high-energy poetry, what you guys are going to do, your best shit. And every time I say this, I want y'all to understand what I'm saying about your best shit. I'm not asking you to come and impress me. I'm not asking you to come in and impress everybody who's listening. I want you to impress yourself. Bring me that shit that you feel like spitting, that energy, that love, and we're going to give it right back to you. You know, I want to give a shout-out to my sister, you know, Taraji on the ones and twos. She's out there helping everybody out. Shout-out to Kimbrella Renee, who may or may not be here tonight. She got some things going on. So, you know, mad props to her, sending her love and everything. Hope that she, you know, if she can't make it tonight, that she gets it to a better spot. But either way, she's always a part of us. You see how she represents, how she's, you know, sharing the show. She's always doing her thing. So we definitely appreciate that. So without further ado, you know, I'm going to get into it because, you know, I don't like to wait a long time. So I'm going to go to the first caller. We got 267 in the building.
Hey. What's up, Keith? It's the Perla Negra.
What's going on? Oh, I caught you slipping, didn't I?
Actually, I'm here with my two-month-old grandson, and he was good until I called him to the show. Then he woke right up, looking at me like, talk to me. I was like, Grandma, you ready to do some poetry, man? You're going to hear me spit. But he's a good baby. He's a real good baby. His dad's here, too. Yeah, I'm enjoying
already.
It.
How's your week been?
It's been pretty good. I'm preoccupied. I got a couple different projects going on, but it's been pretty good. Yeah, I'm grateful.
That's what's up. Yeah, I didn't get to make it to the show last week. You know how it is, and I'm working and stuff. So, you know, let everybody know what you got going on with Epiphany Radio.
Oh, wow. All right. Let's see. Alternating Saturday nights with Poetic. I am one half host of Poetic Therapy, and I co-host with Stan the Man Phillips. And that's a place where you can come and release some mental stress through some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation. Every Wednesday night at 9, I am one half host of, now we changed this, Keith, to from the love zone to the erotic love zone.
What?
That's just working. Yeah. So it's erotic from yawning.
Epiphany then brought back an erotic show, dedicated erotic show?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, because, you know, it's ironic that you're saying this because that's how I started with Epiphany. The show was called Love Jones, and it was an erotic poetry show. That's how I started with Epiphany.
Okay.
So we hadn't, as far as I can remember, had a dedicated erotic show until now from what you're saying. So congratulations. That's what's up.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, it's working because it's showing up is bringing in a whole bunch of folks now. You know, you have your good weeks, you have your bad weeks. But for the first show of the Erotic Love Zone, man, y'all was killing it. They came in there, went way into overtime. I said, oh, I ain't never got sleepy doing a show. It was so many people called in. But it was a good thing. It was definitely a good thing. And that's every Wednesday night at 9. Y'all come on and get caught up in the erotic love zone. You know, I'm pretty sure y'all gonna like it.
Hey, I imagine. That's what's up. Well, all right, I'm not going to hold you up and let you, you know, do what you came to do. So I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
All right, thank you. Now, this is Untitled. Can you hear what my eyes are saying to you? You've looked in them 1,000 times, and each time I've wondered, can you hear them say I love you? I've imagined what it's like making love to you, kissing your lips with a soft hand on my cheek, having your tongue in my mouth while you're inside me as I rock with you, creating a steady, consistent rhythm. Skin on skin, body to body, bonding, becoming one. Our pores soaking passion into the sheets, filling the air with the scent of the essence of us. As I whisper moans of, I'm yours forever, while our souls hold each other's heart. I've shared this dance before, so if given just one wish granted, it wouldn't be for money or material wealth, but for time. Time for you to understand all the times when my eyes revealed my soul to you and said, I love you. Time for you to understand I want to deal with you in a capacity no one else gets to. Because I have the capacity to hold the space for you as long as you open space for me. Time for you to understand that I really do give a shit about you, about us, about everything that comes along with us, becoming us. Time for you to understand that I will never shut you out, never turn on you, turn my back on you, and that I won't harp on your mistakes to make you feel bad. I want to be your escape, your light through all the hurt, chaos, and pain, and simply just brighten your day. So tell me, can you hear what my eyes are saying to you? That's what he's
saying. Well, damn, you're going to come out the woodwork today with yours. Okay. You know, skin to skin. Body to body bonding, becoming and soaking passion into the sheets. What?
Yes,
souls hold each other's heart. But I like this line how it flowed here. Time to understand all the times my eyes revealed my soul to you. I like that a lot. That line. That line is dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're doing your thing. I see you. I see you coming through here on doing on your best Joe rendition, setting the show off. First.
I'm trying. Yeah. I appreciate the platform, man, and I love the show. You know I've been a fan of it for a minute. So I'm glad to have you back in the works.
Man, I'm glad to be back, man. Poetry is needed in this life. You know, just trying to, you know, get myself back to a space where, you know, I'm flowing properly, writing and doing all the different things that, you know, that is all poetry, but, you know, it starts here for me, the energy you guys give, the way you guys inspire, you know, one another, sharpen each other's pens, all that good stuff. It really puts me in a space where I may end up writing something fly after the show, so, or even during the show. It just really depends. But, yeah, I definitely need y'all as much as you guys are saying you need this show, so I appreciate it.
Oh, most definitely. It is so enough therapy for me, you know. It's like you said, there's so much going on in this world, and poetry is one of the main things that help you release what's going on. Because we can't always find it easy to just talk to somebody. Especially nowadays, you can't even have a basic conversation. But if you got a pen in your hand, man, you bleed that ink, you can actually exhale once you finish putting it on there. So it's a good thing.
Already, I see you staying all poetic in your regular conversation too. I see how you're getting down today.
Yeah,
that's how you feel. Bring that
destiny
to yourself. Bring that to the show. That's what I'm saying. Bring that to the show. But yeah, I hope that you can continue to listen and show love on the event page to the poets coming next. And you know, I'll catch you later on these poetic streets.
All right, that's what's up. One love, one mic.
Already. That was LaPrella Negra doing her thing, setting the show off. I'm going to the next caller here. I got 240 in the building.
Hey, good evening. Mic check, brother. How you feeling tonight?
Mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2. What's up, Joe?
Chilling, man. Chilling, man.
Already. That's good, man.
You know.
Glad to have you back as always, man. Joe's like one of the most supportive, poetic individuals out here, man. I'm like, for real talk. If you want to find Joe, he's going to hit up a show. That's basically what it is. That's where he's at.
Not so much lately, but, you know, I get in where I fit in, man. That's how I put it.
Yeah, always, always. And that pen getting in where it fits, too, man. I seen the elevation going on with that pen writing, man. I'm looking forward to what you're going to do tonight.
Oh, man, appreciate it, man. Thanks for having me, man. You got a little something for you.
Already. Well, I ain't going to hold you back. I'm going to press mute. Yeah, mic is yours.
All right. It's called Mother May I. Every mom ain't the mom worthy of praise. I say to hell with that, everyone has bad days. Mad plays for affection by her children. Mad days when she caught what you was doing. Mother May I have this or that. Mother, that boy hit me. Well, hit him back. It was like that in some households. It wasn't like that in some. Parental attacks from lack of a constant income. Rent parties were common not long ago. There's a party. Come on, mama, can I go? The mind of a child thinking she's 20 years old. Hated for denying a child from her goal. Another mother too soon, God bless her soul. Mother, may I say what I want to say? Mother, may I still hold on to know a child's place? Mother may just have friends to fill your father's space. Mother may not have choices except to live with some grace. Mother's jealous of her own daughters. Mother's despising their sons just because they look like their fathers. Why bother with flowers to some who simply devour their young? The drums speak on Sunday, that one day picked for accolades, that day that forgives those escapades, that day when cut flowers adorn a grave. Mother, may I, mama, 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 call your damn daddy as gravity pulls on frustration. Mothers must stay calm. Mothers with face on, hidden eyes that hide behind a wall of foundation, one day to elevate every mom in this nation. Every mother will not receive flowers. Some won't even get a call from the children around her, but the children around her will tend to her needs. Mother may out from lips that are not her seed. There lies the beauty of Mother's Day. Empty wombs are not a tomb, never to be celebrated. Mother, may I keep you elevated, separated by social services. You truly don't deserve this. Abandonment of a child is a sad thing. Reunited after years can set you free. Mother, may I have this dance. Mother, may I have the chance to speak again and tell you how I feel. You weren't the best, but you definitely kept it real. Mother, may I tell you I never visited your grave. I know for a fact you've gone to heaven and the earth no longer holds you as a slave. Mother, may I, mother, can I? Mama, it wasn't me. Mama, I wouldn't exist if it weren't for me. It's my piece. Thank you.
Bro, that's how you going to touch on it today? Man.
you hit me with something, bro, and I'm like, I don't understand why you got my life in your poem here, brother. Mothers despising their sons for looking like their fathers. Man, you don't know how much I look like my dad right now. Bruh, it's so crazy how, as young people, we don't understand all the dynamics of, you know, your mother, all the things she's going through, all the things that could be placing her in spaces where she may, you know, be upset about the smallest things. And it was selfless. We had no idea how much, you know, she had to sacrifice, you know, for us. And, you know, I would come in and say something like, you know, probably sounding just like my dad. Boy, I would send her over the edge, you know, it's all she needed because she probably didn't talk to my dad. He was on some bullshit. And I came in here on some bullshit. Like, I'm thinking, like, oh, my mom tripping on me. It's, I had no idea, you know, what she's going through. Definitely shout out to the mothers, man. We really don't always understand as young people what our parents are doing for us. And now, as a parent myself, you know, I sacrifice and do all this thing because I already know my kids don't see it, but they probably won't see it until they're adults as well. It's just a part of that, man. Yeah. So this poem was definitely one of those that touched on a lot of different parts of motherhood for, you know, the mothers and the kids, especially coming up to the Mother's Day weekend. So definitely shout out to that poem, man.
Appreciate you, brother. Thank you, man.
Already. Hope that you you know, continue to listen to the show. We might have something special coming on later for all the people. You know, we're going to let that reveal what it reveals later on. But with that, you know, being said, man, I hope that you can, you know, continue to enjoy the show and shout out people on the event page, show them some love, everybody. It's Joe the Verbal of Mind Dester doing his thing on the mic. And we're going to go to the next caller, man. I'll hit you up a little later.
All right, homie.
Already. That's Joe the Verbal. Getting it in. We're going to go to the third caller here. We have 937 in the building.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday indeed. I want you to let everybody know who we're listening to tonight.
This is Adrienne Simone, also known as Sugar Brown.
Already. Always another just like Joe showing up to the show and with that really great energy, and we definitely look forward to that. And I hope that you've enjoyed the show so far, but I know you came to do what you came to do. I'm excited about that, so I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours.
All right, thank you. This piece is called Rewind. I want to suck your dick while you spit poetic lines on my knees as I search into the depths of your eyes and say, Rewind. And as you go back to recite those words you rehearsed, my tongue finds your balls and licks them in reverse. Use your lingam against my mouth like a muzzle. Silence my moans. Only thing heard is my throat guzzle. I'm feeling extra greedy. My entire mood on fuck you, feed me. When you stroke transcendental, drill hard, don't go easy. Because I was made for you, so I can take it. And you was made for me, that's why we're naked. Thirsty for that good water, I want to drink it. I'm like a squirrel looking for that buried nut, and with the stroke of my hand, you'll probably give it up. Consider yourself wholly devoured. I won't need to take that long, but I could do this for hours and hours. My mouth comes with a trigger warning. If I use this tongue gun, you'll come, will come pouring, so act accordingly. You can be the song of this poem I'm recording to. I look sexy with you in my jaws. And a good performance deserves some applause, so clap my cheeks and let your fingers snap. I'm a poet too, so let me run these verses back. Your body is the stage and your dick is the mic. Put my name down, I want to get on it tonight. Oh, it's a slam you say? Perfect, because I enjoy you for three rounds anyway. But this ain't no real competition. I just want to spit poetry while in my favorite position. Let my words wash over you, saturate your face and sheets. From 6 to 9, my throat and your kids have a formal meet and greet. And I hope you're not diabetic because you are what you eat. My sweetness might just raise the numbers of your A1C. Hey, I see how you looking at me like I got that strange. My juicy food got you crazy and your Snickers bar got me deranged. spiritual scrabble, your thoughts digging deep like you find in religion and giving praise. And you stroke in between the scriptures of my legs. Love, when you tongue tie my clit, it always leaves my grace amazed. And for anyone confused, it's no better than just sex. My mind gets him rock hard and his mind gets me dripping wet. We got that soul connection because of our bomb-ass intellect. Everyone in the audience can gaze at us with hate or admiration. Either way, we're still a beautiful and dope collaboration like Slim and Thick, Bay and Jay, or Bonnie and Clyde. And if you ever forget what this mouth is, baby, just say, rewind. And I got you like you got bars, and you got me like a parking lot got cars. We go good together, and together we go good. Some want to try to write me off, but a bitch never could. My metaphors are sick, infect their system like COVID, and they got no sense or taste, yeah, them crows, stupid. Some want to try to write you off, but they don't understand. Everything about you gave me amnesia about them. Harpo, who's this man? Infinity Stone snapped them right out of existence. Nothing more than bad memories but a fuckboy's persistence. You drape those gems as beads around me, more powerful than a Thanos glove. We do this shit, yes, this is what we do. Cause ain't nothing more poetic and sexy than just the just us of black love. We rock hard for each other, flames of the twin kind. And when this lifetime ends, we simply say, universe, rewind, in peace.
Don't make no damn sense. Don't make no damn sense how dope this is. My entire mood on Fuck You, Feed Me. Oh, that good one. I love, love that line. I don't mean to take that long, but I could do this for hours and hours. It's a slam, you say. Perfect. I enjoy you for three. Listen, too many lines here, but the diabetic line, oh, shit. The bitch never could, COVID line, the Infinity Stones. You know, I'm tripping off of that because, you know, I'm a nerd and shit. But if you could give me back the diabetic line, because that stanza is ridiculous. You know, like, y'all need to hear this shit again outside of this. Please give me back the diabetes line.
Oh, you want to rewind, you say. Okay, hold on, let me find it.
You know, the rewind, let me say it right, rewind. Can I get the diabetic stanza back, please?
Okay. Let my words wash over you that you and saturate your face in sheets from 6 to 9. My throat and your kids have a formal meet and greet, and I hope you're not diabetic because you are what you eat. My sweetness might just raise the numbers of your A1C. Hey, I see how you looking at me.
Raise the numbers of your A1C. Hey, I see how you looking. That's fucking ridiculous. Like, you always got the wordplay. And if Kim is listening, she's losing her mind. I guarantee you we're going to have to have a conversation about what you wrote tonight. We would definitely do that because she is a fan of your words. And Taraji probably put something on the event page. I would not be surprised if she got something to say as well. Definitely appreciate you coming through and doing what you do. And, man, you set the tone tonight. And hopefully, if you can listen to the rest of the show, I would appreciate, you know, you on the event page, continuing to show love and see people showing love to you for what you did tonight. Hope to hear you again, and appreciate you coming back.
Absolutely. No other place I'd be. Thank you.
Already. With Adrian Simone coming through here, just murdering the damn microphone, I'm going to have to go and re-rap. I'm saying re-rap because I'm saying rewind in my mind. The poem that got me fucked up. I'm going to go and unwrap another mic because it's just ridiculous. I'm going to have to open up something fresh for the next person. And the next person on the mic is 323 in the building.
First of all, blessings, peace be with you. Happy Friday. Man, you want me to follow? This is Sincere from Los Angeles. I can't follow that, bro.
Bruh. Hey, if you press one, you got to follow. If you press one on Renaissance Porch, you got to follow this. You don't know who gonna spit in front of you, brother. You didn't be here before. This ain't your first time. This ain't your first rodeo. You didn't have.
Yeah,
shit happened in front of you before.
Let me get my slap in like Will Smith. Let me get my slap in like Will Smith then.
Hey, but hey, I ain't Chris Rock. I got hands. I got hands to go back with it. I ain't Chris Rock. I ain't taking no smacks, son. I ain't got to worry about no career.
Right,
You gonna end up like dude that jumped on Dave Chappelle?
Oh, Hollywood! I was right around the corner when that went down.
Hey, hey, I'm just saying. So the arm was twisted all the way around, brother. This dude was shaking hands with his elbow. This shit was reversed.
That part. That
I'm
part.
Talking about. Man, what's that? What's that movie with the Goonies? That dude's head was bumped, bruh. The way he was bumped up, dog.
All right. Hey, y'all, let me get on this show. Let me get on this show. People are waiting. Thank you, brother. Good to hear your voice.
Yeah, hey, you know what it is. Like, you on here talking like, you know, you want to end up like the dude, like Tommy did Martin on the Martin Show. Bumped up. Just saying.
Oh, yeah, man,
I appreciate you coming through. Showing love to the show, man. And I know that you're going to represent, dog. I ain't worried about it. I know what you do. So I'm going to let you handle your business. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
I wonder if anyone who's homeless thinks about if I ate today. I wonder if money will kill us all from our ancestors' blood and tears to be equal in the society. I wonder if you really think your point of view stops me from eating and working on myself when hell has unleashed her bits on my shadow during the daylight hours. I wonder if you think about if I have enough money to pay all my apologies and addresses for affection is her key to damnation. I wonder if you think I would die if you don't look at me or you like me, and or am I no use to you because I can't do for you? Think about the last one whenever you think I gave two last ass about it. I wonder if you think my poetry is even powerful enough to be mentioned with the rest of the poetry community, Power 7, who holds rank above the normal norms, scribing writing to appease the said mantra, ego bedmits. I wonder if the world ends today, would you speak to me then when we all lined up to meet Ishawa and his family, whose judgment is key to the final judge's orders? Elohim's the last judge through the Holy Spirit by way of his son, order of mercy through his mother's grace. I wonder if all religions man-made will be judged for pimping the Bible for power and greed just to hold a flock under the wing of the redefining his word that cannot be altered for mere pleasures. I wonder if that's that peace sincere from Los Angeles. Hello, Renaissance Poetry. 1, 2, 3. Title of that piece is I Wonder If.
Oh, you know, I'm talking like a motherfucker. I ain't even take myself off mute. I'm talking like a motherfucker. Listen, man, you came through and killed it. One of the first things you said here is, I wonder if you think my poetry is powerful enough to be mentioned with the rest of the poetry community, Power 7. And, one of the things I like to say about, you know, poetry, man, is there's room for everybody. You know, never know who your poetry is going to reach. You know, your poetry may touch somebody, my poetry doesn't. You know, there's different styles out there. You got, you know, some people who like to rhyme, some people who don't, and that poetry hits everybody differently. And just that line itself made me, you know, think like, damn, you know, you got something to say. And as always, you know, you come through here doing your thing, you're preaching, you're teaching, and, you know, I'm definitely checking for the peace, man. I wonder if you think I would die if you don't like me, and or if I'm used to you because I can't do for you, if I'm no use to you because I can't do for you. Like, you're spitting, you know, with this piece. And, you know, that resonates with somebody because there's always somebody out there that's trying to make someone else feel inadequate, feel less than. And, you know, they really do hope that you feel less than because that empowers them. You know, there's so many lies here, brother. Like, you know, I wonder if all the religions man-made would be judged for pimping the Bible for power and greed just to hold a flock under their wings. Man, a lot of lines here, a lot of real stuff, man. I definitely appreciate you coming through and doing your thing on the show.
Man, I appreciate you. Blessings. Have a great weekend. One love, one mic.
Already. My man Sincere coming through, doing his thing on the mic. And we're going to go to the next caller here. We have 506 in the building.
Hi, it's Lady A. Andrea.
Hey, long time. How you been?
Good. Been waiting to hear from you. I'll have to hit you up with a note there.
But,
yeah, it's been a little time since we. I think this is the second show of the year for us. So
I'm so glad it's back. Congratulations.
I appreciate that. Appreciate you coming through. Hope that you've been enjoying the show so far.
I have. What about Joe? Holy guacamole! That was something else. Wasn't
Joe
it?
Always comes through, right?
Oh.
Joe always comes through and do his thing.
Oh, so brilliant! Really, really great stuff. I wrote one, it's called My Hands, and it's inspired by a song called Let Me In by Skinny Living. And it goes like this.
Okay. All right, well, let me press mute. The mic is yours.
Thank you. Electrically connected, my hands speak to your heart. My passion drapes on your skin. You tremble from our sin. Don't be frightened, simply try. For too long you've only cried. Past sorrow does not define you if you let me heal your heart. Suffocation waits in silence, strangles you with past regrets. Songs, flowers, and sun-filled days I'll give to you. Fingertips upon your face so full of grace. My touch will heal your past. Trust my love like oceans vast. Free your heart in prison now. Drown your sorrow. I know how. Let me in. My heart is aching. Let my hands speak, my beloved. See how much I love you. Let me in. For us I plead. Trust your heart, dearest darling. Let's begin to love again. Electrically connected. In peace.
Yeah, that was a beautiful piece. If you could give me the very first stanza back, I'd appreciate that.
Okay. Electrically connected, my hands speak to your heart. My passion drapes your skin. You tremble from our sin. Don't be frightened. Simply try. For too long, you've only cried.
Yeah, that you came in, you know, with that powerful connection. You know, electricity is like one of the first kinds of things, you know, you would think about when it comes to connection, obviously, how it, you know, can fire through and how it might fire through somebody's body or, you know, those kinds of things that, you know, you think about it when that line hit, fingertips on your face, that, you know, the tracing of somebody's face, that's what I thought about as well, which is also like a beautiful thing, and it also creates connection. There is something shared between the fingertips to the skin. Like this
yeah.
piece is definitely dope because of, you know, how these words are used and how the imagery of the words make a person connect to the connection of it all itself. So I enjoyed this piece, and I'm thankful that you, you know, had took the time to come and bring it to us today.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. I appreciate being here. I'm really glad you're back.
Me too. Also, I was late putting up the flyer. I don't know if you would like those. So if you've had an opportunity to see the flyer with Archibald Motley and a couple of his paintings, it's there for you if you
yeah.
want to check that out.
Yeah, I did see that. I'll go look again, though, but I saw your flyer. And
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, well, I appreciate you coming through. It was good to hear you, and hope to see you next time on the show.
Yes, I will be there. Thank you so much.
All right, have a good one. I'm going to put you on the couch. Hope you continue to listen to the show. And
I will.
Hopefully you can also see the event page and continue to share love with the other poets.
Yeah, I've been making some comments. Thank you.
Already. All right, have a good one.
You too.
That was Lady A doing her thing on the Renaissance Poetry Show. We're going to go to the next caller here. We got people blowing up the lines here. So we got 614 in the building.
Hi. How are you?
Hello. I'm great. Who did you say we had on the line again?
My name is Nina. It's my first time already here, so I wasn't quite sure how this all works.
Okay, so what we like to do here, we have an event page. And so if you have a Facebook profile, if you give us the name of that profile, we'll put your name on the event page so that the people who are listening and on the event page can connect with you and your poetry. And they can also comment and say, you know, what they thought about your poem or whatnot. And then you may be able to interact with other people. So if you do have that, you know, please let us know your Facebook name or the name that you use.
It's Nina Ross. It's NynaRoss. And I think I'm already on the event page.
Okay, cool.
And I also was just wondering, is this a one and done, or do we like jump back in queue at some point, or how does that work?
Right now you stay in queue. For the first time last show, I did a cipher at the end of the show. So depending on how many people we have coming through, we may be able to do one. The last one was like close, like we cut off with somebody still just about spitting. So it was close last show. This really depends on how many people on the line. So if we are able to come back around, I'll announce that close to the break, which comes about 11 o'clock central. And I'll ask people if they want to get back in and do a cipher, if we're able to do that. If not, then we're just going to go ahead and go the whole show and let everybody who pressed one get an opportunity to spit.
Okay. That sounds good. So, again, this is my first time kind of doing this. I don't really know, but I think I'm going to take us just in a slightly different direction, possibly. I don't know.
Okay, whatever direction you want to go in, this show doesn't have any boundary as far as that. You can spit about whatever it is on your heart, like we'd like to say, you know, spit your best shit, meaning whatever it is you are feeling that you want to spit with that really good energy. So I'm down for it. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Well, since it's Mother's Day, let's go for something that's just for my sisters, okay? All right. This is called I Ain't Shit, a Black Woman. They tell me I ain't shit, but I beg to differ. They tell me I'd be worth more if my ass were a little bigger. They tell me I ain't shit, but to this I disagree. They tell me that a video girl is all I'll ever be. They tell me I ain't shit, that I'm too stupid to learn. And they tell me that a degree is something I could never earn. They tell me I ain't shit and that I better know how to dance. They tell me that's the only way that I'm going to keep a man. They tell me I ain't shit and that all my kids will be bad. They tell me that the reason is because they will have no dad. They tell me I ain't shit and that They tell me I ain't shit, but I don't understand. I tell them all to kiss my ass and, of course, talk to the hand. They tell me I ain't shit, but I don't believe that. I tell them that they can't deter me from where my mind is at. They tell me I ain't shit, and so I ask them why. I ask them for a reason, but they never do reply. They tell me I ain't shit and that I'm just too weak. I tell them all to listen up and hear the words I speak. They tell me I ain't shit, and I just look the other way. I tell them if I wanted to, I could ruin their day. See, because I think I'm the shit. For this, I have good reason. I was carefully created by the one who made the season. See, I think I'm the shit. I think I'm made just right, with my little bit of booty and my skin as dark as night. I think I'm the shit. Sometimes I get too deep, but I would rather drown in debt than go through life asleep. See, I think I'm the shit. I'm the mother of this land. But that is something I would never expect for them to understand. Thank you.
Look here, if you don't come through and spit your shit, that's what I'm talking about. Your first time, that's what I'm talking about. Come through and spit. Look, I'm going to tell you why they tell you that. Y'all ain't shit. It's because they know they ain't shit. That's why. These motherfuckers that got something to say about a black woman not being able to do something is because they can't do some shit. If they can't put you down so they can feel like they elevating themselves, that's all they got. That's all they got. Yeah. I mean, shit, all you do have to do is look at the statistics out here. You know, black women are more successful than any of us. Black women have more businesses. Black women are more educated. The fuck? How can we say what a black woman can't do? We can't do the shit they doing. As a whole, brothers ain't doing the shit they doing. How the fuck? That's what I'm saying. Like, they have no leg to stand on, straight up. So it's not even a space where, you know, that's even real. It's really projection. You know, to even have to write a piece like that, we already know what it's about. You know, these cats out here feel like they got to put women down so they can feel good. That's all it is. And if y'all don't like me saying it, y'all kiss my ass too. That is what it is. I'm going to be me. So, you know, I don't have a problem saying, you know, what I got to say. So I appreciate you coming through and spitting that piece, especially today, because black women going in today. It ain't just black women. It's a lot of people that got something to say, but women going in today. about old buddy. We ain't going to go too far here, but it's a day for it. I appreciate you coming through. I hope that you enjoy the show. Hope that you continue to enjoy the show, and definitely, you know, listen up if I ask for you guys want to do a cipher. All you got to do is hit my inbox and tell me that you want to do it, or if, you know, hit the event page and put your name, say I want to do it, and then we'll just try to line everybody up, and I'll get with y'all so we can get it in. But again, I appreciate you coming through. Hope that you continue to enjoy the show, and hopefully see you next time.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay. All right. I think we can get one more caller in before we go to the break for the refresh break. And we got 415 in the building.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Well, hello. I can hear you just fine. How are you doing?
Well, it has been, you know what? I am doing well. How are you?
Man, I can't complain. I'm doing the show. I'm hearing all this great poetry. Y'all rocking with me. I mean, look, I'm good. I'm good. You
well,
let everybody know. I know who it is, but you let everybody know who we listen to.
This is Sylvia Blaylock. Dr. Joey Child, it's nice to be back.
Hey, about damn time. About damn time. Let's talk about that another time, because, you know, you already know that you've been MIA. But it's all good. I was MIA, too. I can't trip too hard, but still.
You know, we have to do what we have to do. And it's been a very fruitful time. I'm hosting a poetry festival that now I have a team to help me build it. And, oh, the work. The work, but, you know, I've been off the mic for a while, and I've been coming back to the open mic. I've been happy to come back.
That's what's up. I'm definitely glad to hear that. I know that you got a lot going on, and as I tell anybody, if you want to put any of that on your page, let everybody know what you do. If you want any links, anything you want to promote, go ahead and do all that, because you're doing big things. Definitely put it out there so people can get involved with you.
Absolutely, and thank you so much.
Already. You already know what's up. You're getting shouted out on the event page. You know, look, people miss you now. People miss you in these poetry streets.
I see y'all. It's great to be back, and I'm certainly between Voices That Carry and really getting Queendom Network off the ground. It has been quite the amazing journey, and with what's happening in legislation right now, I am actually being very vocal of my activism. I did a poem called My Pussy Is Not Pink when I made a statement against the Women's March using pink kitten ears as some sort of marker.
Right.
And I actually have had a lot of interaction with them since. But
I bet you did. I bet you did.
Right? So that's been fun. And I'm working with Empowering Women of Color. And I've been giving workshops there. The last one that I did was Healing Through Poetry, which I'm still growing with. I'm having a lot of wonderful growing moments in learning how to do this with my poetry. And it's just been an outstanding growing time for me. Today I wrote a poem that's about my body being a temple.
Okay. You giggling before you do the poem. Oh, shit. She's giggling before she do the poem. Oh, man. It's already going to be crazy.
Okay.
So I'm going to press mute. I don't know if the mic is yours.
My body is my temple, anointed, highly favored. My body is not your pulpit. My body is not your bitch. My body is not your hoe, though everything you would have, everything you know, would have you believe I could be. My body is not your congressional seat. My body is not Disneyland. My body is not your fucking mannequin. My body is not your crash test dummy, dummy. My temple is not your laboratory. My temple is not your test kitchen. My temple is not your easy way out. My temple is not your hell mouth. My temple is not your Gethsemane, no matter how much you want to make it be. My temple is not your soapbox. My temple is not your commodity. It is not your object of art. My temple is not your reason to live. My temple is not your incubation chamber. My temple is not your reality TVS binge stock session. My temple is not your God-given gift. My temple is not your ancestors' unclaimed property that you still think you have the receipt for. My temple is not your solution to the world's problems. My temple is not your biggest and most costly mistake. My temple is not your least grateful possession. My temple is not your noose tethered to a bus that is careening over a cliff to flaming seas as far as the soul can fear. My temple is not your target practice. My temple is not yours to legislate. My temple is not your goddamn business. 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 My temple is not yours. In peace.
Sylvia, if you don't motherfucking spit what I'm talking about. Yeah, you came through with that energy, man. I felt all the stuff you were sitting there saying. My body is not your pulpit. My body is not your congressional seat. My body is not your crash test dummy, dummy. My temple is not your ancestors' unclaimed property. My temple is not your God. Damn business. You this is piece of the business. That's what I'm saying. And it's been a long time since I heard you come through, so I definitely have enjoyed that piece. But man, you just wrote this?
Yes. I wrote no. This I wrote no. No. The one I just wrote was it's longer, but I don't want to take up the time. Yeah.
Oh, this
if there's
is
a cipher, I'll do it in the cipher. But this was the first part of it.
Oh, shit. Okay.
You know,
this is the half. I don't know the half.
Yeah,
basically,
I can
right.
hog the whole ass thing, but I'm not here to do that today.
Okay. Well, yeah, you're always being considerate, Sylvia. You're always being a considerate person. Already, I appreciate you coming through. It's been a minute again. Don't be a stranger. I know you got a lot going on, but anytime you have an opportunity to share on the show, we welcome it. We look forward to it and hope to hear you again soon. Shout out to the people that's hollering at you on the event page. I know they can't wait to connect with you.
Thank you again.
Already.
And everybody, it's been great to hear you all. Have a great night.
Already. That's Sylvia Blaylock telling these motherfuckers what ain't theirs. You know, if people don't understand what's going on, don't know the legislation, but, you know, literally they're trying to reverse Roe versus Wade, I believe. It's in the second stages. I don't think that they're going to actually be able to pass it, but it's some bullshit that they even have it in there in the first place. So definitely understand anybody who wants to spend something like this. This show is not a place where you feel that you cannot do that, where you cannot spit whatever it is that you want to spit. You know, it's an open, free spot, a safe space, whatever you want to call it, to do your brand of poetry. With that being said, we're about to do the refresh break. That means you guys can get you some ice for your drinks. That means you can roll you a fat one, whatever it is you do. You can light you a smoke, whatever it is, get you a cigar. Take your time. We got a couple songs we can come through, try to introduce y'all to some music or some good vibes. And then we're going to come back with Host Spit. That means as soon as the song ends, we're coming out the gate with some poetry to share with y'all. We'll be right back. This is Renaissance Poetry on Epiphany Radio. Holla at you in a minute.
Might sound like a hedonist, but the simplest way I can put it, you become a habit. The more I consume, the more I gotta have it. Ain't no such thing as too much. If you gave me everything, it'd never be enough. Yeah, my black coffee with sugar, no cream in the morning. You're my super double caffeine dream. Yeah,
your precious darkness got me so strung out and loving the way that you got me so wide open, my baby love. Jonesing and feeling under my skin. My nerves are screaming when you're not here. See, baby, I need you. Sugar, you're so delicious.
There is something about your love that makes me just wanna open up. Your flavor is the sweetest thing in life. I'm addicted to your chocolate high. You won't be. Oh, let's stay close like we're supposed to be. Just get high off our own supply. I'm addicted to your chocolate high.
I've been tripping in so many ways. If I go a single day without a taste of your love, the finest cuisine of today's world, 5 stars, yo, you're so gourmet, girl.
I crave you, I want you. Every cell in my body needs you. Tasty like Hershey's and Nestle. You're rich like a diver, boy, you're just so sexy.
There is something about your love that makes me just wanna open up. You won't be so. Let's stay close like we supposed to be. Just to get high off our own supply. I'm addicted to your chocolate high.
Stone Temple Pilots are artificial red. Allison Chains secured to his bed. A blue oyster coat is in the atmosphere. Cities in flame with the grateful dead. Equilibrium and the Demolition Man. Fahrenheit 451 in this dystopian land. What's your boggle? How did those seashells work? You've been programmed by the programs, you fucking jerk. You watch on the daily. Did you swallow what's in the bottle? But it never occurred to you they can edit the things you prefer to do. Don't sweat it as they directed a perfect play. You'll never get the script because it was blown away. Guilt by association. We're seen as filth by procreation. Brides white and widows black. Build back better for the sweat that's about to be free now. Let me see now. Is the thesaurus still legal? The Book of Eli a poignant point? How many movies have you seen wherein you be punished or in the joint for reading, for even owning art, for believing in whatever faith you wish? The pinhead will tear your soul apart. Let's start with civil rights, civil liberties. Have you ever had the right to do as you please? The state of being subject. The first line alone should make you be suspect. Judicial interpretation without due process. Who do you think you're casing in the name of progress? Stop it. Shit is crazy. They're targeting babies. But a flea-bitten dog gets more airtime than slaves did. Wait, that shit didn't happen. They're locking up teachers because King Shit ain't having it. MAGA men remember slapping during those times. Your natural reaction would be considered crime. Nothing would happen then but some laughing and sniggering. Check the spelling of that last word. If you think that's absurd, all those MTG schemes. She had recalled saying those things under oath in court. Those court supreme grifts. Y'all gonna be back in the kitchen if those men have their wish. Shit, the fuck is going on? I'm not swinging on England like a pendulum do. I don't live across the pond. What's the point of breaking away if you're gonna pull the same move? Kings to a pawn. I wanted to be a little sapio tonight. I'd be no better than them if I don't address a woman's plight. Happy Mother's Day, amen. They're taking away a woman's rights for a sister count that thrice. Not to mention those who kiss in a mirrored image in their life. Taking a child to Disneyland has connotations that ain't right. Nothing's right. An abbreviated society with no basic rights. You're about to wake up with no heaven's light. There's a darkness in every man's soul. Take an honest assessment of who you're for. When free speech consists of the most dangerous whims, what defense do we have with a corrupt system? Wisdom of the elders, poetic storytellers, just the meaty little fellas in a peaceful ward. Seeing truth through a kaleidoscope, do you believe in lying, folks? To serve your brain with the help of the fried yolks. Cinco de Mayo was yesterday. The insurrection was on January 6th. Politicians going, wow, how serious is this? Remember back when you could look up history? Is it still legal to study the misery? Let me see. Yeah, banning books, controlling the curriculum, only serving the most dangerous of their constituents, remapping the wards, speak up, speak out.
Remember, the pen is still mightier than the sword. My peace. Thank you.
Dream again. Visualize your journey. Visualize your journey and shout, yes, I can. I can stand on my own two feet. I have my own mind. Jehovah gave me my own purpose to be revealed and executed in its own appointed time. Shine your ever-loving, everlasting, ever-faithful, ever-understanding love and light on me so that I can be everything you need me to be, so that I can see everything you need me to see. Because, see, the vision in my third eye allowed me to see the end, caused me to increase my faith so that I can dream again. So when you hear me exercising my faith, I'm not lying. I'm simply proclaiming my destiny with haste, speaking those things that are not as though they be, is allowing me to dream again. Dream again. My peace.
My brother, can you spare some change? Hey, yo, hold on. My sister, can you spare some change? No, I need to stop begging. What am I supposed to do? Keep letting y'all go at each other's throats? Keep watching hate rise and black love die while you both brag about why it's so much better on the white side, like that's where the light resides. The white is right is like pesticides in the black mind, putty in the hands of those who used to cut off black hands so we don't write, cut off feet, cut so deep the whip took meat. So now we write words to one another that cut so deep we no longer even want to meet in the middle. We would rather compete than to greet our position against the black man and the woman is so solid and stout. Black love is the darkness, says David Chappelle. Fuck your couch. Ain't no olive branch. Don't put your hand out. You must want a handout. Money is what it's all about. Y'all break a 20. Throw some change in the air so she'll change her position, make her more comfortable stripping her clothes off. Won't spend 20. To support her black business so she can change her position, more comfortable stripping away dignity than to offer some change to uplift a community. But you think you clowning me for asking for some change. I don't mind standing on the corner all day for my kind. Y'all not kind to one another. Why would I expect y'all to be kind to me? Y'all woke, but your minds are only kind of free. Nat Turner died for change. Y'all just lighten your skin and use blonde hair dye to change. That's not the kind of change I'm dying to see. Get your hands out my pocket. Malcolm X didn't even get to see the change. Little did he know how those bullets would change the scene, followed by the death of Martin Luther King, who said he'd seen the promised land. But all we get are promised hands on one another's throat, slapped down in mockery when we express feelings while we still scream how we come from kings. Instead, King's dream is a royal flush in the toilet, while we toil away individually at making sure our success is measured on how often we get to step on the neck of the opposite sex, black men and women left behind like a Kirk Cameron flick, directed just as badly by those who make money off our misery, our pain, and distrust. Is the ministry a minstrel show? Can I get a show of hands that stay in the air and praise dance for false teaching, fake leading, the fake preaching in order to separate other races or laughing, falling all over the place because the biggest obstacle we are praying to move is the one we built under our own roof. And even if one side gets a few bricks removed, the other side quickly patches the only hole we were able to see through. And that's why I don't mind standing on this corner all day with a cardboard sign while passersby look at me like I'm deranged. So again, my brothers, my sister, can you spare some change? Renaissance. And we are back. That was the Renaissance Cypher. I got my guest Cypher feature
Joe the Verbal in the building. What's going on with it, brother?
What's up, homie? What's happening, Keith? Going on, bro?
Hey, I just wanted to show Joe some love. He's one of those guys, like, Renaissance Poetry doesn't have, like, really, like, features. But what we've done in the past is to show love to some of the people, is to kind of bring them in on the Renaissance Cypher and let them do their thing. So Joe got to spit earlier. He came through again and gave y'all that fire. So Joe's one of the, you know, the poets that I came into the game with. He's a dude I've seen continue to grow. He's been a consistent, you know, type feather man. So, you know, I think that, you know, the praise and all the love you get is deserved, brother.
Oh, thank you, man. You know, it's definitely an honor, man, being here on the Renaissance platform, man. I love it here. You know what I mean?
Already. Taraji, how you feeling?
Yes, I feel really good. I just wanted to y'all to know that y'all are dope. Like, came in with the heat and everything, and all the poets that have come so far have been really, really awesome and amazing with that same energy they always come with. You know, just they keep bringing it every week. Shout out to Andrea Wheaton. Welcome back to the platform. Shout out to my sister Kimbrella, you know, with all that you got going on. You know, congratulations to having a teenager that's moving on to high school and all that stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah, brother, that's what's up. Definitely shout out to the sister Kim. Hope that if you're able to listen, that you're enjoying the show and hearing the love that we have for you. Everybody's missing you over here. Joe, I appreciate you being a part of the Cypher, man, and definitely appreciate you continuing to be a part of the show. You show up all the time, man. You're always there. You know, much love to you.
Listen, man, indeed, brother. One love, one mic, y'all. I'll definitely be back.
Already. All right, so we're going to go to the next caller here. You've been waiting, you know, patiently. I definitely appreciate you. We got 216 in the building.
Okay, hey, I'm just glad you're back, but I didn't know how the cipher was working out here. I didn't hear Joe. I said, Joe, Written in Paint, and Keith are my three favorite male poets of the 21st century. And all three of y'all just, like, I mean, seriously, I mean, something got to be done. And Kimbrella, that is the poet laureate. You know, you got the best of the best. We got to get Carlos over here. And I invited Boo to come. I don't know her area code, so I hope she get a chance to see what's going on over here, because it's a rare occasion that we get Keith to do a show these days. Better get it while the good is good. And I want to shout out Adrian. Simone, because I met her in person. She took one of my head wrapping classes. She's a beautiful queen. I ain't talking about no that erotica. I'm talking about that queen is, she is beautiful, really. If you ever see her in person, you would know what I mean. So I'm going to shout out to her. It was good to hear her. Sister Taraji, man, I mean, this is really a treat. I've been gone for so long. I'm a survivor of COVID-19. And or 20 or 21, whatever it is. I don't know if it was miscreant, but I'm a survivor. That's all I got to say. I went in the hospital and came out. And then four of my friends did not come out. They went the other way to heaven. So I'm on earth now, and I'm just waiting for the day where I get to meet my loved ones, because it's not many of my people left here on this planet. And the people that's left here that we think are righteous people, some of them just, they're on a different frequency. And so I'm just kind of drifting off into kind of worry about my afterlife. But to not get so serious, I'm going to get my brother Keith, or my son. I know he's getting kind of old to be my son. I think I better call my brother. So anyway.
Always love.
Born Again Freak. I tweaked it a little bit.
Here she go, people. Go say, I'm not talking about Adrian Simone Erotica, but then you go come through and do this. Look, I'm not going to play with your mama. I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours.
Born Again Freak. I was a virgin for a long time. I waited until he pulled back that veil and he kissed me for the very first time.
His pickup line made me weak in the knees. He said, "Baby, please, I want to lick all that gold off your teeth." "Lick all the gold off my tooth?" I was stupefied. He tried. Before him, I never wanted to be handled nor touched. He was my first human being. I became weak for the must of him. Innocence replaced with lust. Though him I could learn to trust, I was still exploring some things. But I had this yearning for his chemistry. His chemistry intrigued me. I loved to cuddle under him for the foreplay. I never really wanted to go all the way. I was new to womanhood. I was shy, but I had a delightful eye in watching him undress. I awakened to his flavor. I could relish in his touch. He brought out that streak in me. Something inside of me I didn't know was there, that freak in me. I had a natural ability that only he could induce. He squeezed the juice from my fruit. No one else could do it. In another place and time, our signals were aligned, and then he became aloof to our truth. Time passed, and I could inhale no one else. Others were never fresh. They were always stale. I stayed in celibacy. I wrestled with that spirit in me. Nearly 20 years without sharing sheets, I became a re-virgin for certain. I was repulsed by all mankind. Turned my head away when people spoke to me. I was repulsed by the air that stirred by any other human being. And after years and years, he returned. He found me unchanged because I waited to inhale his fragrant smell. Soon, he settled in and we began to make love again, laugh again. He slighted the hand and caressed me. That was the plan. And then I sighted the truth in his eyes. I could not hide what was inside. There was a rumbling deep within, and my eager freak met him tit for tat, because he touched me in places, and I touched him back. He awakened me erotically. Everything was at stake, the output and the intake, holding back nothing. I was his escalated freak, a volcano born from the abstinence. I was held, endured. Now I am born again. This long-awaited touch created a streak in me, and only he could bring out that freak in me. And yes, it was a little gold left on that tooth, because he did his best to remove it. He said he was going to lick all the gold off my tooth. That was the best pickup line ever. And together, we are freak still together. He is my spirituality. I love him religiously, and I'd be born again, and all is well. Born again freak, Mama Oladeji, the all wrong queen in the building.
Definitely in the building, Mama. I know you did not come in this. Come in here and say this man wanted to lick the gold off your toothless. I wasn't even ready. I wasn't even ready for that. I was like, I got to hear the rest of this. She said so much stuff in this piece that I probably have never repeated my mama saying on the show. I mean. Oh, my God.
I had to lighten it up a little bit.
This piece is tough, though. This piece is a tough piece. You definitely, you know, said that he brought out that streak in me, that freak in me. That I can't even say it because it's mama. Oh, my gosh. But definitely, you killed it. You killed this piece.
No, thank
you. I loved
thank
it.
So
I loved
much.
Your delivery. I loved the energy you brought with the piece. And I'm glad that you're back. And hopefully get to hear you again on the show.
Well, you bring out that, not the freak in me, but the best of me. So I'm always going to follow you. I love you, to the heels of that.
I love you, too, Mama. Oh, my
like
God.
Like I said, you,
definitely.
Joe,
hope
and
to see
Tyler,
you back.
My three favorite poets right there, the male poets. And that's just how I feel, you know, so I got to put that out there. Anyway, one love. We'll talk privately one day because I got some things I want to run by you and talk
okay.
to you about.
All right.
All right. One love.
I appreciate you. Indeed. That's Mama Ola Daisy doing her thing, showing love, which is what she's always done. She's good people. You know, ever since I came in the game, you know, she's one of those individuals that encouraged my pen, helped me to grow, and helped me to, you know, encourage me to, you know, keep getting better. We're going to go to the next caller. We have 716 in the building.
What's going on? How you all doing?
Man, doing real good. Who do we have on the mic?
This is Big Ed the Poet.
Big Ed the Poet. Is that what you go by on Facebook?
Yeah, well, I also go by Big Ed, and on IG I go by Big Ed the Poet. On Facebook, I'm Edward Lee McDaniel, my government name, but yeah, with Big Ed in parentheses.
Already. So this is Edward Lee on Edward Lee McDaniel on Facebook. So if you're listening, people, go look the man up. Check out his event. Check out his Facebook page. If you're on the event page, if you see what's going on, man, we're gonna try to tag you. Let people like connect with you, connect with your poetry, man.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Man,
tonight,
have you enjoyed
you,
the show so far?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I've really enjoyed everything I've heard. Everyone has been dope and very inspiring.
That's what's up, man. Good to hear that. Well, you were about to say something. I mean to cut you off. What were you saying?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm torn between two pieces tonight, but I'm going to read one of them. I got My Beautiful Blackness, and I got Speak to Me Through Your Poetry.
Shit, whichever one you're feeling the most, man. Do your thing. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Okay. All right. I'm going to do My Beautiful Blackness. It's like my affirmation piece. And so this is how it goes. My blackness is beautiful. I am phenomenal. I am unique. I suppress negative to the point of irrelevance. I move mountains and crowds when I speak intelligence. I turn struggle into excellence. Parents raised me well. Watch me soar to new heights. I am a warrior using verbal healing every time I bless the mic. I give hope to the hopeless. Life is my muse and my opus. No matter what comes against me, I stand strong, never losing my focus. I rise from the ashes like the phoenix to each and every occasion. You try to back me up in a corner, I come out swinging with guns blazing. I am not a stereotype. I am art. I am unique. My waters run warm, cold, and deep. I am greatness and chaos rolled into one. I am a poet, and a poet's job is never done. I break through barriers in a world full of sin. You hate me, you love me, you criticize and celebrate my beautiful black skin. I am astrology. I am science. I am universal. I am divine. You fear my abilities, yet you are infatuated with my mind. I'm a king, hear me roar. I want to make love, not war. Evil scientists want to see my kind become extinct like the ancient dinosaurs. I will continue to rise until the last trumpet sounds. Rising from struggle runs in my bloodline. You can try and try and try, but you will never keep my beautiful blackness down. And that's that piece.
Well, you came to spit. You came to spit. Life is my muse, my opus. Love that line. I rise like the phoenix. That's definitely solid. I am not a stereotype. I am art. That line right there, that one, that's
thank
the
you.
Toughest line in the piece for me. Like, that says so much. People don't even understand, you know,
how big of a fan of art I am, but you know, anytime you can incorporate that, but understanding how we're seen not only just as black people, but as black men, we are not that stereotype. You can't put us in no box. I am art. I'm subjective. I'm not what you place, you know, say I am. You know, that right there encompasses so many different things, brother. That's a dope piece right there, man.
I appreciate that, and that's exactly what I meant. Well, you got the point, absolutely. Because we can be seen in so many ways, but like a wise lady told me, we don't have to answer to what we are called. We only answer to who we are. We got to know the greatness that we are. We are greatness, yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I believe, you know, just about every poet has something like this that they've written, because it needs to be heard. And it's going to reach different people in different ways. That's why we all have our own version. You know, the way that you wrote it may reach some people there. The way I wrote it may not. So that's also subjective, which is beautiful about art. We all can reach the people that we were meant to reach. That's why, you know, poetry runs through us the way it does. We got, you know, room under the sun, man. Everybody don't have to sound the same. Everybody don't have to fit the same formula. Everybody don't have to, you know, fall in the same line when it comes to being an artist or a poet or a writer and those things, man. So I appreciate you, you know, bringing that, your brand of poetry to the show.
Thank you. I appreciate you all for having me.
Already. Hope to hear you again soon. Come back to the show, man. If, you know, if you're checking out the event page, you know, check out what people might be saying with you or connecting with you. And if you enjoy the poetry you hear, make a couple posts. Let people know that you appreciate them as well.
Absolutely. All right. That most definitely will be.
Already. Appreciate you.
Uh-huh.
That's Big Ed in the building. Doing his thing, you know, first-time caller, you know, handling his business on the mic. Before I go to the next caller, which is 713, before I bring you in, we have about 25 minutes before we get to the break, which is overtime. And overtime is the last hour of the show, basically, depending on how many callers, which looks like we have plenty. We will probably run that entire time frame. So if you're listening, I see your hand raised. I'm going to get you in. I got basically, I'm going to give you the rundown here. I got 713, and then it's followed by 424-213-410-901-747-567. That's the lineup right there. So I got all of y'all in there, and, you know, I'm just going to go down the line, and I believe everybody will be able to get in before the show ends. And depending on how much time we have left, we may be able to do the cipher. If not, I appreciate everybody coming out. So before that, before I move forward, if you want to call in and continue to listen, when you get into overtime, that's basically going to be end of the online show. So if you're listening on your computer, you will no longer be able to hear the show once we get to that break. So you want to call into the show and continue listening. That number is 319-527-6300. 319-527-6300. If you want to continue to listen to the show, if not, you got about 24 minutes left. We're going to keep rocking out and do what we do here. So I'm going to go to the next caller here. We got 713 in the building. You there? Is your mic muted? Going once. All right, we will come back to 713, see if they are ready next time. We'll go to 424 in the building.
What's up there, Mr. Eric?
Yo, what's going on? Who we have on the mic?
This Anthony Arnold.
All righty, how you doing, brother?
Oh, not bad.
That's what's up, man.
Not
Appreciate you making it to the show.
Yeah, yeah. I was. I've been sitting here listening. It's been a nice show. Mama Oladeji, she had me. I had to wave a little bit.
You know, Mama O, look. Mama O knows she be
like,
doing. She writing that stuff, man. Coming through here. You know, shocking everybody with that poetry.
And she know we ain't
ready. You know, we talked to Mama. Mama was like, how do you think y'all got here? You know, Mama right, you know, Mama right when she right.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's true. But
yeah,
I had a piece pop
the show so far.
Oh, yeah. I had a piece pop up today in my memories on Facebook. And it's appropriate because it's Mother's Day weekend. So it's something a little different. This poem has only been done once. And if Sylvia Blaylock's still listening, she'll probably recognize it because the last time it was done on her show.
Okay. All right.
So
that's what's up, man. So I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours.
This is a piece called She Never Said a Mumbling Word. A man sits next to a fresh gravesite, tears in his eyes, his heart shredded. He's just buried his mom, his rock. Racked by sobs, his grief echoed. Why, Lord, why her? Why did you take her now? There were so many things I needed to tell her. He knew he hadn't been the best son to her, the hurtful things he had said, promises he made but never kept. But through all of this, she never said a mumbling word. The time she got up at the crack of dawn, getting him ready before she went to the fields, picking him up, feeding and bathing him, before she ever did anything for herself. But she never said a mumbling word. The time she had him get his own switch and tried to beat some sense into him. In his anger, he never saw the tears and hurt that she felt. But she never said a mumbling word. And when he finally left home, the hateful words he spoke, the only thing that she said, I'll be here if you ever need me. He never gave her a second thought. Mother's Day came and went. Never a card did she see. Never a call did she get. But she never said a mumbling word. One day he got a call that chilled him to the bone. His mother was on her deathbed. She only had one wish, to see her son one last time. As he walked into her hospital room, he was taken aback. This couldn't be the woman who birthed him, who clothed and fed him. She had never said a mumbling word. She felt his presence next to her. And in a moment of clarity, she looked at him and said with a smile, my son. Then she was gone. As he sat at her grave, these things he remembered. Although he had never been the best son, never been there for her, she never said a mumbling word. That's that piece.
Damn, bro. That's a dope piece right there. The time she got up at the crack of dawn, getting him ready before she went to the fields, picking him up, feeding and bathing him before she ever did anything for herself, but she never said a mumbling word. There's a lot, obviously, in this poem. to unpack about the selfless love of a mother. But, man, you pretty much covered all the bases. So many reminders. You know, you took me back in the day. You know, my grandmother was born in 1910. You know, this type of energy, love, this type of mother, that's, you know, kind of what I grew up with. And you just, you kind of took me back in the gap with that one, man. This is a solid piece, man.
Appreciate it. My grandmother and my great-grandmother, I pulled from that because they both worked in the fields. And I remember 4:30 in the morning getting me up, getting me dressed to go to the babysitter, and they caught the bus to go out to the fields at 5 in the morning and came back at 6 in the evening, picked me up, got me all fed and straightened out, and before they even thought about doing everything that they needed to do to get ready for the next day.
Right on. Right on. That's real right there, brother. That's a piece that, you know, a lot of us need to hear. It's nostalgic, but it's real talk, you know, about that, especially back in the gap, man. That my grandmother was up that early too, man, basically, you know, half the day's, you know, gone kind of thing. So appreciate that piece, man. Yeah. Hope that you continue to come back and show love. And see you next time, brother.
All right, then I shall be back.
All righty. That was Anthony Autumn in the building. So we're going to go to, let's try 713 one more again. 713, are you in the building?
Indeed, indeed. I must have didn't hear you. How you feeling tonight?
I'm great. I'm great. How you doing?
Good, man. Better than ever.
That's what's up. Why don't you let everybody know who we have on tonight?
This is Sir Lawrence, and back at you.
Already. Good to have you back, man.
Indeed, sir. Indeed.
Indeed. Yeah, yeah. Man, how are you? How have you enjoyed the show so far tonight?
Oh, the show's been good. It's been a nice Super Bowl. I mean, it's a good salad mix. A good salad mix.
All right. Yeah, it's been that. You know, we ran the table tonight, man, with all the different types of poetry. So, yeah, I already know what you're coming with. I think I know. I won't say already. I think I know. But you're going to give us that last part of the table. That's what I think. You're going to hit us with the last part of the table that we ain't heard tonight. I'm going to see if I'm right. So I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Augmentation of creation. It was a Saturday night, and the mood was right. We pulled into the valet curve, the feeling mighty good, like the upper half of a million. She stuck her leg out and her toe touched the earth as three more attendants rushed over. I was double-checking with my reflection when I could have sworn the whole edifice leaned towards her as we made our way to the door. We stepped into the ballroom, everyone dressed to impress. And that's when it struck. They called her the Black Woman. Her redesign malfunction. The original woman, the woman after seeing her beauty, he had to change the names of so many things as to remind him of her. The woman all women wanted to emulate. This woman, even her breast milk chosen over another woman's. The woman whose strength is unmatched. This woman they call the Black Woman. When other women stand next to her, their looks are nothing. nothing more than a whisper of her beauty. This goddess who the sun chose to look upon gifted her with skin that comes in so many shades, choosing from the full spectrum. Now, it's the variety pack that doesn't know how to act. Changed to question reality, blaming it on what's been put in her mind instead of believing her own eyes. Creating adaptations of herself like a fetish with glue. Wonder how much passes on to the brain. Taxing the eyelids with added weight. How much strength will it later take just to open your own eyes? Rejecting the sun's gift for bleach. Transfer injections not designed for. The whole idea is making a biological ink. It needs to be artificial. Next, get men to devalue women by becoming women. And all are confused. Now, take a look at who is being targeted. Sir Lawrence.
Bruh, you are... You touched on every damn thing. I thought that you was going to come with the last corner. You just covered the table with a brand new blanket. What the hell, man? What is this shit? You were talking about the love of the black woman, but you was going in, man. You had some other stuff you were saying. You were saying stuff tonight, man.
You know, thing is, you know, it's mad love, but at the same time, some things need to be said.
Well, you said it. You said it. I'm not even going to touch on it. You said it. It's out there for everybody to hear. But yeah, man, you had some definite lines, man. But you always come through with the black love. I love, you know, some of the words you use. Edifice. You don't even hear that in poems very often, man. You were saying this is the original woman. After seeing her natural beauty, he had to change the name of all things. Well, that's a line that says a lot, but this entire piece, man, I appreciate you, you know, with this point of view, with having the wherewithal to decide that you want to speak your opinion in your poetry. Everyone has a right to it, and I'm thankful that you continue to show love to the show and come through and do what you do.
Thank you so much, sir. All right, Mr. Keith.
Oh, really? That was your boy coming through. Old James there, man. We got 213 in the building. Oh, we did.
What's going on, Keith?
Let me go back. Let me go. Now, who's this? Go ahead.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, this 213.
Yeah, we already. Yeah, I thought I already had you. All right, I'm going to put you back on couch, my bad. We had to go back up to 713, and we're going down to 410 in the building.
Hey, Keith. How are you?
I'm great. Who do we have the pleasure of listening to tonight?
This is Liv.
Already. How you been?
I'm good. I've missed you guys.
Yeah, you know, we've missed y'all, man. Good to be back. And y'all coming out in force, man. Y'all just keep showing us love, so we're thankful.
I really do love this show. This show is like a breath of fresh air.
That means a lot because, you know, I know that you get down with a lot of shows. There's a lot of people that have a lot of shows out here, man. So to know that what we bring to the table is something that, you know, you guys can appreciate and feel like it is a breath of fresh air is important. And we want that really good energy. We want to, reciprocate that good energy. So if we're continuing to do that and you guys feel refreshed, that's exactly what we want.
Absolutely.
Indeed.
So I'm going to behave tonight. I'm going to behave tonight. I need to come in here. And
you know what?
But I'm going to behave tonight.
You know what? What's funny is the very first time you came to the show, I thought, because all I knew was your erotic poetry, and I just knew you was about to come through. But, like, every time you spit something different. It was never erotica. So, like, it's funny to hear you say, now I'm going to be good. It's like, she always been good on this show. She ain't never really, you know, she ain't never really went there with erotica. You've always kind of like, you know, I'm going to give y'all a different, you know, style of pen. So, you know, I know what you get down with more often than not, but you pretty much been good on Renaissance poetry. You just got to say that. That's funny to hear you say it, but nah. You been a good person, good girl on the show. You ain't took it there. I know you can.
Because I do erotica a lot, and so it's great to have a space where I can speak something other than the erotica. There's a whole lot more to me than that. And so giving me a space where I can be free to say the things that I write down sometimes. I've given you pieces on this show that I've never given on any other show.
I feel at home here.
Yeah, I can feel at home here.
That's what's up. That's even a much better compliment, you know. So I'm thankful that you feel comfortable enough to not do your nastiness on the show. That's it. But yeah.
Just for that, now I'm going to write a piece just to come in here right now.
I'm starting some shit. I'm going to blame it on Mama O. Check on Joe, everybody. Check on Joe.
She came through. I heard. I was like, ooh.
Mama O. I'm not. That's all I'm saying. My mom and Ben, she did a little too much. But that's my personal life, for real. So I love when she comes through and does whatever she feels comfortable doing, too. So that also says a lot.
Yeah. Even with her erotica, she elevates us.
Right. Yeah, she does what she does. But I'm going to press mute. I'm going to let you do what you came to do. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
All right. This piece is in honor of Mother's Day. And I wrote it, actually, to the women who have allowed me to be godmother to their children. And I called it Mama. God never saw it fit to send life through me. The one time I tried, the circumstances were all wrong. And I lost her in the dawning of my unplanned pregnancy. Before I even knew she existed, she was gone. So I never experienced the stretching of tiny limbs within the haven of my womb, the sweet agony of contractions, the rush of water and blood, the moving and stretching of flesh and bone that the body does on cue, and the screams of labor and the urge to push, or the overwhelming love that comes from seeing that tiny being face to face for the first time. There's been love for children and young folk, people I've been blessed to have the chance to share sorrows and laughter with, to guide through good and bad, and to lay bare my life's lessons in order to help them see a clearer path to their hopes and dreams. And I take quiet pride in their accomplishments, even when they've found reason to turn their backs on me, because I love their potential and I see my lessons still working in them. So on this day, designed to honor the women that, for better or worse, truly perpetuate this world, I want to thank the women that gave life to the ones who have passed through my care. Without you who carried the seed, I would have never known what it felt like to be called Mama. I'm Lips, and you've just been serviced.
Okay. That's how you're going to end it. You're serving. Okay. So, I'm not doing that with you tonight. So, this poem here, the way you started it off was very poignant.
It was a piece that obviously you laid the foundation for, you know, this is what I went through. This is why I am the way that I am. Before I even knew she existed, she was gone. And you went through the description of what you missed out on. But in turn, yeah. You know, you were able to be this type of person, you know, this type of godmother. You give this type of love. And quite honestly, this is the type of love that many of us in the Black community are familiar with in a certain capacity, simply because, you know, we may not have had only one mother. We may have had two. We may have had our actual mother, and we had someone who was like a mother or a mentor who looked out for us in a different way. And those people have been important in my life. Those people were very important. It was a woman that was there in a way that, you know, my mother couldn't. You know, she was the one that was able to communicate with me. And, you know, mm-hmm. sometimes parents really can't communicate the best way because they're being parents. They're saying things. They're just firm, where somebody on the other side might just have a little bit softer of an understanding, and they can say and hear certain things and gather things in a way that you may need. That's important. And so for you to write a poem in that way, you know, showing love and shouting out, you know, those women in our lives, it's dope and much appreciated. So, you know, thank you for feeling that you can bring the type of poetry that you do to this space.
Thank you for allowing me the space. I really do enjoy being here.
All right. Much appreciated. I hope that you continue to enjoy the show. We're going to go ahead Absolutely. And go to the next caller, and hopefully we'll catch you next time.
All right, love. One love, one mic.
All righty. All right, we got 901 in the building.
Good evening, Sir Keith. How are you?
Look here. Y'all showing up tonight. You gonna come through too? You ain't been okay. here in a minute, and you just gonna come through and not even warn nobody. Yeah, let everybody know who we listen to. Like I know, let everybody know who we listen to.
Good evening, everyone. This is Serena Butterfly Brown, also known as Scorpio.
Also, listen to the other. Listen to the last part, people. Also known as Scorpio, she
yes.
has been a beast with the pen. And listen, that Scorpion part is for real. She done stung a lot of motherfuckers. I'm trying to tell you. You think she nice? She can be nice, but
I'm so
she's
sweet.
Nice with the pen.
See this halo?
I didn't see you burn motherfuckers down with that pen, but you're all right.
Well, thank you.
I know where you came from, Beast King. I already know. I know where you came
yeah.
from.
Yeah, so, yes,
yeah.
indeed.
Shout out to
yes,
Beast King.
Indeed. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Always on my mind and thoughts right there. Yeah, he helped me a whole lot in this poetry thing, believe it. As well as other people, you know, a lot of poets.
He did. And he's one of the, you know, individuals that reached out, you know, to many of us, you know, being a
mm-hmm.
new poet. You know, Charles Beast King, if y'all didn't know who we're talking about, he was a poet that passed a few years back, but, you know, he's always in our hearts and minds. He was
mm-hmm.
a dope individual, great person to meet, always had great
mm-hmm.
energy. He was just exciting. You know, be around, always encouraging, you know, type of person. But
yes,
with that being said,
yes,
you know, I'm thankful that you're here. I'm glad that you
thank
have
you.
Been able to catch the show. So I'm
yes.
going to press mute. Mic is yours.
All right. I was just minding my own damn business, sitting outside, enjoying my midday break, listening to a previous episode of this fire-ass poetry show, and all of a sudden, my jaw dropped. My private parts felt a pulsation and a throb, and I was like, hold up, wait. As he nonchalantly strutted by, not even noticing that he has caught my damn eyes by surprise. Oh, my. Well, I was compelled to step outside of my normally demure shell. My heart was thumping, so I just had to say something. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Dressed in those gray jogging pants, I like watching you walk because your three-piece becomes more and more enhanced. I notice how it performs its own special dance, hypnotizing me straight into a damn trance. I was attempted to watch discreetly, but you were the one walking down the street teasing and tempting me. I'm just thinking about the sheer thought of teasing and tempting you. And who knew that I would be a spectator of your amazing view, man? I'm trying to calm down because you got me moving like a bobblehead while trying to see via X-ray vision through those thick gray threes. So you're blushing and you say that I'm cute. I got something that's cute, I. And if I rub her against those gray sweatpants, it will be going down before tonight. Yeah, you heard me right. You smile and ask for a hug, and immediately I give in. And the only thing upon my mind is those damn gray sweatpants of yours, in which I envision myself not attempting but plan on getting in. Yes, I'm bold, and I think I'm being quite forward with you. But let me explain what I wish to do. I want to slide my hand past that elastic waistband and let these warm hands roam all around your exciting playland, taking a peek inside of those black boxes. Mercy, my thoughts are of you, stirring me like a decadent recipe from Betty Crocker. I just want to reach in and touch your third leg. Baby, don't make me pout nor beg. Good thing I wasn't driving or you would have caused me to have a wreck. Running the red light and possibly hitting a tree. Are you laughing at me? Oh, you say I'm a female neck. Well, baby, I'll take that. So with that being said, tell me what a woman has to do to get with you. Do I need to jump up and down on one foot while barfing? Oof. Nah, I ain't going to do all of that. But if you give me a chance, I can surely handle that. And that, my dear, is a fact. See, I know of a game in which will have you going insane, then have you coming back like a boomerang, mesmerized. Oh, baby, you got my body feeling tantalized, and I ain't gonna lie. I just want to see and experience that grand prize. Ooh, them damn gray sweatpants. Don't be walking all around me because you're going to make my flesh wet while I'm wondering if I can hit that. You look surprised, and I am too. Normally for me, this would be too soon, and I hope you don't think I'm crazy, but can I? Can I hit that baby? Chills begin to spill as you answered, I'll make your flower bloom like a daisy. I almost fainted. Somebody, please hurry up. Come and save me. My temperature has escalated an additional 69 degrees. Well, we exchanged numbers and discussed when we would meet. And as he walked away with that swaying three-piece, I texted him a message saying, I need to mention that I do plan on implementing all of my perverted intentions. But first, let's have drinks. I'll give you time to think. And he turned around smiling and began blushing again. I blew him a kiss and gave him a seductive wink. I just put my earphones back on and began again, listening to all of the dope poets on deck, anticipating who was about to fire up the motherfucking mic next, enjoying the verses and lyrical rhymes. Yet, the dance within them damn gray sweatpants still tortured and tempted my mind. End peace. Scorpion.
All I'm going to say is, I swore I could hear MJG's cadence in your poem.
My boy. My phone.
I'm like, she is tipping in this piece right here. I'm like, seriously, this is Space Age Pippin Part 2. She is, like, all the shit you were saying was straight game. This poem was straight game. Like, talking about stepping out of your demure shell. Shit, yeah. You was pipping the whole poem. And then you had the pipping voice. Don't think I didn't catch the Mac voice you hit me with at the end of the piece, toward the end of the piece. I heard the Mac in your voice, too. You was pipping the whole time. Oh, like, this poem was crazy, but
thank
it's been
you.
A minute since you heard it, so it's dope that you made it to the show, man. It's been a long time.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I actually spoke this poem only once before, and that was on the Plus Effects, you know, some years
all
ago.
Right.
And so, yeah, but I appreciate you doing
that. Shout out
it.
To Plus Effect.
Yes, indeed. Yes,
yeah,
indeed.
Plus Effect birthed a lot of us. You know, that poetry
mm-hmm.
show was the it poetry show
yes.
for Fridays. It was the poetry
yes,
show that made you feel like you better write some shit
mm-hmm.
if you want to get on here
mm-hmm.
because the best poets are going to be here. You don't want to make
mm-hmm.
a fool of yourself coming on that show. So definitely
okay.
it birthed a lot of us. Man.
True.
So shout out to Plus Effect.
Yes, indeed.
Real talk. But appreciate you coming through again.
Mm-hmm.
Hope that you were able to make it next time. That piece was fire. Shout out to the vid page. Shout out to Kim. Look, I see what you wrote. Don't be trying to come on the show all late and trying to humble a person that ain't cool. I saw what you wrote. That's all I'm saying. All right. Appreciate you really coming through.
All right, y'all. All right, then.
Hope to catch
y'all
you next time.
Indeed.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Serena Butterfly, the Scorpion doing her thing on the mic with her Space Age pimp, and we're going to 747. In the building.
What's up, my brother? What's up?
What's happening, man? How you feeling?
Nah, it's your world. I'm just living in it, man. I'm telling you.
Man, look, y'all are part of the world. Y'all make the world for me, man. I'm just trying to, you know, come and check y'all out. You know, y'all been doing y'all thing tonight, man. And you last time came through and shocked the hell out of me, man. So I'm ready now. I'm ready now. You need to catch me slippers.
Yes, Serena Butterfly, Scorpion, she came back, and she came back with a vengeance.
You know she going to go there. You know, anytime she feel like spitting, you're going to hear it in her voice. You know that she's enjoying that spit. Like, that's how she do. So, yeah, definitely, you know, she came in with her thing, man. And everybody's been doing it tonight, man. It's been really good energy, you know, a lot of love being shown, you know, through the mic. Through their voice on the event page, all that. So it's been dope.
Straight up. And that's good, man. And this, you know, appreciate you coming back, brother. And this got me so motivated. And one thing I have to say, I have a confession to make. I'm two-timing you right now. I'm on your show, and I'm on another show. So as soon as I get through spitting with you guys, I'm going to go to this other show. But you know I got love for y'all. Hope y'all appreciate it, man.
Shit. No, that's understand. You're making time in your day, man, for the show in any capacity is appreciated, man. You know, you want to even come and share your poetry on the show, that's appreciated. You got, you know, you're spreading love all the way around. That's the way I see it, man. There's room for everybody, like I say, man.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what, man? You got me so motivated. I'm really considering. Actually, I am going to bring back the vibe. I don't know when, but I'm definitely bringing it back. It won't be on Wednesday. It'll be like either on the weekend, either Friday or Saturday. We'll see what happens. But, yeah, I'm just motivated to get it back up and get it back going again. But you'll be
– That's what's up, man. Glad to provide any kind of motivation, man, that's positive. You know what I'm saying? So appreciate that.
All right. So without further ado, let me get it out here. This is a – can you hear me clearly?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I can
hear you fine. Cool. So this is just a free write. This is a free write that I did. I'm just, you know, twerking with it and just messing with it. So here we go.
All right, press the mute. Mic is yours.
Thank you. Are you mine? Are you mine until the end of time? Is there absolute ability to love each other sweetly, ability to impede strength and desire longevity, mass and productive quality, incoming cell essence, beautiful black magic, colored in markers, sun-warming institutions, a poetic reckoning, sweeping us away to a spiritual rejoice of a touch, stroke, hum, and cheer and tears, challenging standard protocols of happily ever afters, not fitting lifestyle we manifest. Can we exalt any fledgling memories stopped and paused in our imagination, engaged in flesh and fantasy reboot, highlight in diaries we disregard in fire pits, so not to reveal me squealing like a goddamn pig when you twerk it and make me come so hard and love in every moment of it? Is it more than enough to become official in these trying times? Continue with infighting between members of nations among gender lines, despite enemies more dangerous and diabolical than any petty disagreement we stubbornly and egotistically stand firm on? Is it too late to reconciliate the weekend drowned in alcohol and lustful indulgence, damaged infrastructure nearly collapsing in troubled waters, enhancing unpayable debt to our solidarity? Could this poem cool silver unrest, unleashing celebratory reactions to a so-called love guru's demise, left us complacent to nightsticks and flashlights booming down on black skin 30 years later and we still can't get along? Can we clutch pearls to excel basic groove of you and I, freely, unconditionally conditioned to break the walls of internal conflict, universally tame, luscious sanities of vibe? Is it all possible to make it work? To bring about a change, an instant change, an infinite change? Can we be connected? And so it is.
Yo, that's dope right there, man. I'm over here just really seeing how your pen is just elevated, man. You writing some really solid and encompassing pieces of poetry over there, bro. Like, for real. This poem, you know, talked about so many types of the relationship, but you were able to bring it all in and focus and paint the picture, you know, from the sexual nature to the connection to the love to the outside to the people, like, you know, solid all the way around, bro.
Yeah, well, you know, what can I say? You know, I still have that all, that every part about me. Now, the sexual part, I'm still trying to get used to. Because y'all drag that out of me, and I'm so ashamed.
We drug it out. Okay, okay.
I had to do it one more time so I get a little comfortable. You know, I can't bring it like you or Butterfly. I have to, you know, kind of ease it in. But when it comes out, it comes out.
No, you got to be you, man. You got to be you, dog.
Absolutely.
Sure. Got to be you. We definitely appreciate that, man. Thanks for coming to the show. As always, I'm going to let you get back over to where you are trying to get to. Thanks for making the time, man. And hope to catch you next time on the show.
You know, I'll be there, brother. And we'll talk about it later on. But, yeah, I appreciate it, brother. And much love to all the family out there, Tiffany, all y'all. I'm out. For the Raw Poetry Mile, the Jim May Court, feel the vibe.
Already. My man said he going to bring the vibe back. So that's what's up. Hopefully, you know what I'm saying, that he'll give some dates and let everybody know what they're going to do. All right, so we're going to go to the next caller here. We got about 40 or so minutes left in the show. Plenty of callers left. We got 567 in the building.
We finally got around to me.
Hey, what's up, bro?
Jody J. Summers, Child of the System, better known as Spoken Truth.
Already, man. Glad to have you back, man. How you been?
I missed the first hour arguing back and forth with the call line and getting the shared plan, but I've been with him since 2017, so I just have to remind them that, and they hooked me up, so.
Right, it's crazy, but yeah, glad you were able to get back on. You've been having trouble the last couple of times, so I'm glad that you were able to get on.
Yep. I came back in right at Sylvia, and I've been enjoying the show since. I'm going to change the mood, though. I do have some stuff for that, but I don't know if we're going to make it to the cipher as far as Roe versus Wade, but I got something to reminisce on my mother and not a sad piece.
Okay. All right, well, that's what's up, man. I'm a press mute. Mic is yours.
So this piece is called I Grew Up on PBS. Begin. Peace. As a kid, my family didn't have much growing up, but we did have public broadcasting. I would sit there and watch the screen and imagine a different life. We didn't have cable or satellite, and our vacations were only as far as public transportation would take us. So I sat there and absorbed all the information I could glean, watching The Electric Company, Fraggle Rock, Sesame Street, This Old House, Bob Ross creating Happy Little Trees, reading Rainbow, The Magic School Bus, the various amounts of cooking shows, and how to DIY. I was always amazed by the Masterclass series and how these amazing creators got to be the person they were. The fundraisers were interesting, but I enjoyed the orchestra more than anything, and Bill Nye, the Science Guy, and Nova took the cake. As I got older, my life was nothing, no nothing like I saw on the screen. I couldn't find Big Bird or the Cookie Monster, and all I seemed to run into was Oscar the Grouches as I got older. No Super Grovers or Elmos appeared, and there weren't too many Happy Little Trees. I felt like I had made a mistake somewhere and definitely took a wrong turn into the feeding cage of Jack Hanna's Animal Show before they were put on the screen. I found myself lost for many years, and then one day I decided to make a change. I took a right, yes, a right, at Mr. Rogers' house instead of the left that put me down this road. I saw the familiar face of Snuffleupagus and continued down Sesame Street, guided by the Reading Rainbow, and paused at the completed old house. I finally found those happy little trees and grabbed a meal from Julia Child. The Electric Company finished the streetlights just as Miss Frizzle was pulling up to take me the rest of the way. The Kratz brothers waved and showed me that the animals weren't so scary, and the count, yes, the count, gave me the numbers I needed to subtract where I went wrong. Now I write books, appear in films, create my own artwork, my own brands, and I'm building, yes, building a better future for those that see me now. I get to perform all over the country with the sound of my voice and the imagination PBS instilled in me. As a kid, my family didn't have much growing up, but we did have public broadcasting. And because of those hours, yes, hours spent in front of the screen, I am here to tell you my dreams. In peace.
You took me back. This poem took me back, dog. Mr. Rogers. You know, Sesame Street, Snuffleupagus, you know, Julia Childs, bro, for real, like, all the Electric Company, all the commercial, like, the man, you got me thinking of the Only the Bill commercial, like, all that shit.
Yeah.
What was it? Schoolhouse Rock, all that shit. Mm-hmm. Man, this piece here took me back in the gap. That's a real good energy type piece, man. That was dope, man. Thanks. Thanks for bringing that to the show.
Thank you. If you got Cypher, I got some heat, but I don't know.
I bet you do. And we're going to see, man. Look, we got looks like we're going to make the whole show with everybody that's left. You know, I think we would have, you know, maybe just enough time to end the show with a song, probably. It looks like we got plenty of people, man. But we'll see if anybody drops off, man. But I thank you for coming through and showing love.
Yep. Anytime.
All righty. We're going to go to the next caller here. We have 718 in the building.
Peace. What's going on?
Hey, what's happening? Who do we have the pleasure of talking to tonight?
This is Honest Dave. It's been a while since I've been on a lot of radio shows over the years.
Alrighty, man. Good to have you, bro. How you been?
Yeah, so I'm good. saw the link on Facebook, and so I decided to check it out. It's been so long since been on one of these shows. Plus, what I've been hearing so far is like, wow, a lot of pulling stuff, and like that last piece that like took back the way back machine right there. Like,
right,
the shows I done watched growing up.
Yeah, my man Joe hit me in the inbox talking about conjunction function. So yeah, man, that's right up my alley, man. That grew up with all of that shit, man.
It got me caught between two pieces I wanted to do, because that just brought back some nostalgia for another piece I'm thinking about doing. But I'll save the other nostalgia piece for another time. This piece I definitely wanted to do, because like, it's been a while since I've done it, and it's just been on my mind ever so often. Plus, you know, definitely say doing this to give thanks to Mother's Day and my mother. You know, I've been thinking about her a lot recently as well.
That's what's up, man. Whatever, you know, whatever's pulling you to write, I mean, to spit, you know, that's what I want to hear. So I'm glad you made it to the show and press one, man. I'm going to let you do your thing. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
All right, this is a classic piece of mine. It's called Sacrifices of a Queen. He smoked away your essence of innocence with his loaded weapon of pleasure and pain. Most young girls shouldn't be victim to, but that chain of pain in your closet's past doesn't define who you are, just an unfortunate sacrifice of a queen. But I got love for you. How could I not be a fan of you, queen? Wordsmiths that drop local shard bombs that pierce minds, hearts, to bleed awoken conscious realities. You are the lady sovereigns of literature, queen mothers of nature that have and will birth the soothsayer tame tangents, multiply thoughts and subtracting fact from fiction, putting the dope in the diction, feed from magnum tongue guns Clint Eastwood can't handle. The sacrifices you make and endure has earned you wealth to your poor souls. You keep it real like a God's gift to man, essence dripped from the conscious skies above should. See, preschool-minded dudes should know how to treat a queen of your caliber, spitting their ding-a-lingo with a short sword, playing like they hold an Excalibur. And I'm a king in my own right, will bow to no man, but at the same time will drop to one knee only to kiss your hand, queen. See, some sisters I know could use your knowledge from knowing your pain to not fall in society's tracks and jacking fast on some hustler's penis. Some sisters I know need your strength of character to lift the pressure weights of a common man telling them you can't sing. Swing on that pole, receive this backhanded love, being the next rap video hoe can get you on top of this, but it just lowers the level of their queendom. So you deserve the gratifying treatment some queens of ancestors past devoured into your beings by true kings. See, I'm disgusted at the false royalty that roamed this kingdom. So Your Majesty, if they lay a damn in hand of your beauty, I shall castrate his emotional nutsack, because he has no real manhood. That's why one majestic woman I know, I swear, was born with the backbone of Rosa Parks that refused discrimination to break her spirit. The undying will of Harriet Tubman. Slave masters tried to kill that worked hard and made time to make me and my brothers a hot plate to not go hungry, showing she loved us unconditionally, spoke words turning unconscious temples of ignorance into awoken treasure chests like a shot of Shakur, even with the profanity. I admit, half my cousin's vocabulary came from her. And many more goddesses that walk among us, the poor souls which will receive solace from my spoken words till I'm said it best by writing about what you deserve. I'm here to reinforce it, proving you are the backbone, the jelly to the peanut butter on our toast, the foundation to keep afloat the home us men call an existence. That is the pain, that is the blessing, to the gift, which is the curse of common man. That's it for that piece.
We got a motherfucking wordsmith in the building. That's what I'm talking about. That's how you motherfucking write, dog. That shit was fire. That shit was fire. Look, you started off the piece with that first stanza, you know, I got love for you, my fan. Can you give me that back? Because that started it off for me. That shit was dope. If you could give me the first stanza back, man.
Well, the first stanza? Yeah. He smoked away your essence of innocence with his loaded weapon of pleasure and pain. Most young girls shouldn't be victim to. But that chain of pain in your closet's past doesn't define who you are. Just an unfortunate sacrifice of a queen.
That's to start off a poem with something like that, and to go through the poem with such, you know, uplifting words and tones and flow and energy. You know, you're talking about with the backbone of Rosa Parks. You're talking about, you know, Harriet Tubman. You're bringing up all these individuals, but you're also talking about the strength of women unknown. Like, this whole poem was very strong, but to start off with something so poignant and have the ability to paint a picture of a strong, beautiful black woman, it takes a gift, bro. That was dope, man. Thanks for coming through. Definitely need you to come back next time.
Oh, definitely. It's definitely a pleasure to come through. I'm glad I did, you know, hearing all this, these other great artists and everything like that, you know, especially the female ones, too. You know, it's just, besides just my mother, when I wrote this piece, that's what I had in mind, because I was around so many very dope-ass female artists, not even just poets, but female rappers and MCs and all that and everything like that.
Right.
And one day I just decided to write something that I felt they needed something dedicated to them, you know.
Right. And that's what's up, man. A lot of us have been driven to write something along the same vein, which is, you know, important for them to see that it's not just one or two, you know, brothers that appreciate them. It's, you know, a whole slew of us who are willing to write dedication pieces and want, you know, women to know, especially our black women to know, you know, that we adore them and we got their back and that we will fight for them like they fight for us, you know. So definitely, you know, more pieces like that are welcome.
Definitely. It's a pleasure coming on here, you know, and definitely dig the platform. I'll definitely try to make my way back. Definitely thank everybody who's listening right now, who will listen when this goes in the archives and everything. And I take nothing for granted whenever I have any type of platform, you know, to display my work on, you know, whether it be on radio.
Absolutely.
Or live in a venue. So I appreciate everybody for listening, you know, and definitely appreciate you having this show out to give people a platform to express themselves, you know.
Yeah, thank you, man. I'm thankful that you guys want to come and share the platform with me. And hopefully, you know, 2 weeks from now, we'll do it again and everybody comes back and, you know, with this fire-ass poetry they've been doing, man. So it's a highlight for me, man, coming here. You guys geek me up. You guys give me all this energy. I end the show, you know, feeling high, you know, after all of this poetry, man. And I don't smoke. So I mean that. Y'all may be honest with that. So,
it was about.
I appreciate
positive,
you again.
Positive high.
Right, you know what I'm saying? So, again, man, thanks for coming through with that poetry. If you have anything you want to put on the event page, please do that. Let people connect with you. I don't think that we're friends, so if you know we could connect, definitely want to do that. But again, hope to see you next show, and I'm going to go to the next caller. Hopefully you'll continue to listen and enjoy what you hear.
Okay, no problem.
All ready. All right, we got three callers left. We got about 27 minutes. I think we can do that. We got 562. We're going to 302 and then 213. It looks like that's who's going to end the show for us. So we're going to go to 562.
Good evening, young sir. How you doing?
I'm great. Even though you didn't ask, man, I just feel like saying I'm great. Thank you for coming to the show, man. Who do we have on the mic?
Samuel Rain.
It's been a long time, brother. I think the last time we talked was on your show.
That was a long time ago then. That's like ancient
history.
That was
a long time. That's what I'm saying.
That's ancient history for real.
Yeah, it was a long time. I think you had a show. I called in. I think it was before I even brought my show back. As a matter of fact, I'm sure it was before I brought my show back.
One positive way.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Been a minute.
All right, so I'm going to get into it because I know you're in overtime and I know what that is. You know, I do miss Blog Talk, you know, but I've been all over everywhere doing poetry. So, and then I host this once a month show on Clubhouse that's called Samuel Rain Presents Dark Man Blues, where I feature poets from all over the world. And
that's
it's
what's
dope.
Up, man. It's dope.
So, yeah. So you have to come check it out when you have a moment, you know.
Yeah, definitely. If you want to put a link on the page or anything, or I haven't been on Clubhouse too much, but I'm on there. So if you want to link with me, maybe you can send something to the inbox. I'll probably catch a show at some point if I can. We definitely do that.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm going to reach out to you and we'll chat it up, you know. So, but I'm going to get into this piece so that I don't want to be more than 3 minutes. So I'm already on overtime. Okay. So check
all right.
it out.
I appreciate you. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
I took out my pen like she asked me. She said, write into me and make it nasty. I thought silently, this can't be a sin. I'm about to edit this dope in. She whispered, take my pleasures deep, saying she needed me again. Told me I would be her sequel. Not made for TV, just a private conversation between freaks. She had directions telling me to taste her with my silence, said, these lips are calling, and now I have her answering in echoes that fill the room. She was a love poem and didn't know it. So I began to write her down, my understanding she needed to feel this way. Her private time would be me tasting her emotions, those hidden thoughts, knowing she needed my affection. I could never say no to doing it again. So poetry last night. Caressed her surrender like a dream came true. Had my emotions taken by pleasure to hear her affectionately whispering, Samuel Rain, you're a freak. Oh, she would take me deep. I had intentions of never letting go. Her wordplay was my submission. No options given. I only needed my pen to go all in. One word, next line, scripting this dope rhyme, you see. I slept with poetry last night because she made love to my mind. And it's been a while since I've tasted beautiful, arousing earth tones. She be black coffee in my mornings. Her essence flows through me. I tell her she's that preview to my pain. But we love hard. Have you ever felt black rain? I could never let her go. She tells me the same when she says, I'm your fiend, dog man. She's off the chain. Called me the Mackin' Game. I'm just hungry for her love. I show her with all of my senses, not just the five-day mention, my 360 coming in dimensions, encompassing, if I were making love, I would inhale the scent of you like the sheets do. Take your breath away like a silent movie to be deeper into you, you singing to me, and I come alive. The fire in your body engulfs the depth of my soul, and I feel you like music. I am complicated passion, the voice behind this pen. Thank you.
Coming in here with that type of shit, man. What you trying to do? Trying to start fires on the mic, man?
I'm trying to catch up with the young fellas. You know, we only got 7.5 minutes because we're older now, so we got to keep up with the young fellas.
I see what you did there. I see what you did there. Yeah, yeah. Look, Bernie Mac said 3. Bernie Mac said 3.
Yeah.
So, But I definitely dug the piece, man, especially how you flipped the poetry thing. You know, I came across something like that that inspired me to write something similar. It's definitely a love affair with poetry that has us writing these innuendos. It is always dope to hear somebody's, you know, point of view when they do it. I think that's a clever type of way of writing, man. So that was dope, man. I'm glad that you were able to bring that piece to the show.
Yeah, thank you. I'm going to try to make – well, no, I'm not going to try and make it. I'm going to make the next show in 2 weeks because I don't have any live events scheduled in 2 weeks. So I'm going to make sure – because I was out live tonight, so – but and then that's why I got in here late. And this happened that someone was on, Sir Lawrence was on, and he told me he was on the show. So I went looking on Blog Talk. Who's on? I'm like, oh, Epiphany. I'm going to that show. I made it just in time.
Right.
You know? Yeah, so that was cool.
That's what's up, man. That's dope, man. I'm glad to hear that. Glad that you were able to make it into the show. I'm glad that James reached out and told you, man, because, you know, he's been a regular for a minute now. He's been getting it in. He's been on the show quite often.
Oh, yeah, no.
It's dope that
I appreciate it because I actually edited his new book. So, you know, he's shown me a lot of things. He's a pretty dope writer, so.
Right. He's good people, man.
I appreciate that,
That's what's up, man. So, yeah, hopefully, you know, catch you next time, man. Glad that you were able to make it out. Had a live show. You had a great show as well. And thanks for coming through, man. Catch you next time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. I'm going to make it early so I could be on the menu early. I appreciate you.
All right. Indeed.
Thank you, sir. Peace.
Indeed. That's Tamara Rain doing this thing, coming through and spitting this piece. We got 302 on the mic.
What's good, King? It's Anonymity. How you?
Man, I'm great. Can you repeat your name? I think I heard it, but if you could repeat your name so that my event page hostess could put you out there.
Anonymity.
Already. Is that how we would connect to you on the Facebook or any other social media?
Now, actually, I'm part of the Epiphany family. I have a show next week, same time as yours next week. I'm every other week. But I wanted to call in, show some love, heard some amazing, amazing
work.
Well,
damn. Welcome to the family. It's first I heard.
Yes, sir.
First I heard of it, man. Damn, we got to link up, man. I know Epiphany be – we grow family members like – you know, amoebas grow body parts, dog. I don't even know, man.
Yes, sir. But you know, I just came out to show some love and vibe with it, man. You got something nice going on here. I like it.
That's what's up, man. Appreciate it. Hey, if you have a flyer or a link or anything you want to put on the event page for your show next week, man, please feel free.
Brother, definitely will do. Definitely will do.
Alrighty. Well, I'm going to let you do your thing, man. We'll press mute. Mic is yours.
For sure. I'm going to bring a little erotic side to poetry, so I hope you enjoy. She wanted to fuck my poem. Said the movements of my tongue caused her pussy to tsunami, creating tidal waves of orgasmic spasms when I spit these lyrics into her ear. So she rolled the vibrations of my voice, hips gyrating to the tempo of my flow. She enhanced my poem with ad-libs of her moaning and groaning through lust-induced sound effects. She reverbed the echo of orgasms as she climaxed upon my metaphors and packed my diction through oral stimulation subjecting my audience to such verbal temptation as she spat speech from the contracting walls of her snatch while they watched as she lap danced to the flickering of my tongue. She masturbated with my similes, engaged in a menage with haikus and sonnets while free verses danced foreplay across her skin. The suggestiveness of my erotic poetry influenced her desire to sunbathe in my oral ejaculation, so she gave head to my doctrine, swallowing such words of persuasion, accusing me of impregnating her cerebellum with my mental stimulation, like I infiltrated her mind with my verbal penetration, so she secretly implied that the intensity of my delivery was guilty of piercing the walls of her chastity, violating her ear cavity like a virgin being fucked for the very first time. This groupie was such a prima donna, fantasizing that the spit upon my lips was like pre-cum on her vagina. So indirectly, she accused me of inviting her to fuck my pong. And through her moan, she professed that the extension of my tongue was black magic, hypnotizing her with my taboo voodoo, indicating that the words I once written in cursive cursed her, testifying that my signature has been etched upon her clitoris, leaving her panties drenched each time she heard me spit poetry, even if I did not spit it erotically. Subconsciously, she was getting high when I exhaled so she could inhale on every breath that I breathed, offering her body as the canvas for my artistic expression, enjoying how I satisfy myself when stroking the pen's erection, perceiving my words as an X-rated reflection mirrored by her own image on stage. See, she's been influenced by her perception of this microphone, twirling erotically while getting off, like this was her pole to get off on. So mentally, she transformed the stage into her bedroom, allowing me to serenade her in the privacy of this venue, sending innuendos that I was prepared to make love to her gently by fucking her lyrically in the presence of many. See, that's how bad she wanted to fuck my poem. She said she wanted to rest my pen between the lines of each page that was written, hoping to hold my pen that I should dip my felt tip into her ink and write with her orgasm, because she received my words like an eruption, building from the tension deep within, stimulating an unsettled foundation, causing her volcanic walls to gush relief, rationalizing that she could actually feel me coming in her ear tonight, and using the passion in my expression infused with words which procreate life. She lusts for how I discharge verbs with adverbs, influencing nouns with adjectives, manipulating subjects with predicates in a sexually explicit manner. So she wanted to rescue my thoughts, rapture my articulated idiom from the pages which held them by masturbating life into them. She molested my words while communicating with them, consummating her twisted desires for them. She confessed that she became obsessed with the expression of my erotic poetry, so she hoped to flow with me in harmony, but her words kept getting trapped in tongues like my poem violated her lungs and fucked her breath away while she stood on stage exposed. She said that she could not wait until the day till I record the play so we could act out our indiscretion, me taking the role as the writer, the director, the actor, leading her to the next chapter of my creativity, offering her a deeper part of me scribed between the walls of poetry while she improvised her moan simply because she wanted to fuck my poem and piece.
Well, goddamn, that's how you going to make the introduction to Renaissance Poetry, brother?
Bro, disrespect.
That's a solid piece, damn, bro.
Hey, man.
I'm like,
that's
damn,
one of my
he going in this motherfucker. He going in over here. Look, there was a part of the poem, man, that I was going to ask you to repeat, but we got time constraints, so I'm going to go ahead and try to get to the last call of the show, man. But that was a dope piece, man. Definitely want to thank you and for coming to the show and welcome you to, you know, Epiphany. So, yeah, man, thanks for coming through.
Hey, I want to thank you, man, and it won't be my last time. So, you know, one love to you, and we family. So much appreciated, King.
Already. Peace.
Peace.
All right, so we're going to go to the next caller. We have 213 in the building. And depending on how much time we got left, I might be the show killer. I just might be the show killer. We'll see. Now, 213 in the building.
What up? This Kevin Smith. I'm going to do something real short so you can get on, bro.
Oh, man, shit. Take your time, bro. You know, you're the last caller. You can do whatever you want to do, man. You know, we got about 10, 11 minutes in the show, man. So, you know, handle your business.
Nah. Come on. You got to end it. Your show, you're going to end it, bro. Etiquette.
Already, man. I also let you do your thing, man. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
What would you do if you had a chance to speak to an old flame? I guess I should add some context about my situation before you construct the sentence with your imagination. Let's see. To me, my flame was extinguished before I even had a chance to be the man that she manifests in her 30-state dreams. Devastated by the breakup, I wanted the world like Kung Fu in search of another you. But after 20 years and countless hours in meditation, I finally found my balance. We existed as two fires that consumed one another when what you needed from me was to be your oxygen. But my ego took up too much space. And being a slave to my ego in regards to the relationship, you began to suffocate. I don't blame you for seeking space. These are more than just stanzas that make up another piece of poetry in an attempt for me to try to save face. Forgiveness is for confession, and I didn't pen this for no type of pitness. I'll say that pitch for the devil. My understanding of relationships now is on another level. Thanks to you, being strong enough to leave me, transform me into a better rendition of the man you see. So what I would say to you, face to face, if ever again we share at the same time and space, leaving me to find you, was the best thing a real woman could ever do. That's our piece.
Bro, that ain't one of the realest breakup poems that I've ever heard, man. Talk about, you know, owning what you did, you know, owning and recognizing that, you know, shit, this I was fucking up. And she did the right thing. You made me wake up. You made me be better. You made me this. A lot of people ain't able to do that, man. So this is a solid piece. If you could give me the stanza back, since this is a short poem, if you could give me the stanza back where you're talking about pitch for the devil, I liked how you worked that out there, man. So you can get that back to me.
All right. Damn.
It's right after
I don't blame you for seeking space. Oh, my bad. I don't blame you for seeking space. These are more than just stanzas that make up another piece of poetry in an attempt for me to try to save face. Forgiveness is for confession, and I ain't pen this for no type of pittance. I'll say that pitch for the devil.
Yeah, I like that, bro. You that whole, like, stanza is dope, but I like how you were saying what you needed to say there. That's a dope line. Definitely dope poem, post, death piece. I like how you came with the cadence, was fire, you know, solid, man. You know, it's been dope to have you on the show, man. So I'm glad that you made it through, man, and got in.
Oh, yeah. Appreciate it.
Already. Hopefully, you know, catch you next time, man, to the show.
Oh, for sure. No doubt.
Already. We had my man Kevin doing this thing. Looks like we have a few minutes left. And so I think I'll be the show killer. And y'all got to forgive me because I'm on demon time. I feel like spitting this piece. I've been looking over it for a little bit. I've done it before. but it's just a poem I feel like doing. So, you know, bear with your boy. Hear me out. It's been a minute. This poem is called We Are Not the Same. She calls me master, like Bruce Lee, because the pussy gonna get these hands. Finger play makes legs kick like kitten play. Ain't gonna hurt nobody. But her body is wet and gushy, and it doesn't hurt that my fingers alternate slow and fast. I'm giving a master class, controlling the beat like Timberland. Can you hear her scream in the forest where timber lands? I can't deny it's just defied. Her timber lake makes a sound like mac and cheese mixed with an earthquake, and not the comedic one. Although she does sometimes laugh uncontrollably after she comes, I don't come fast. I come last, unless she makes me come twice. She comes in concession like one long lecture, and the lesson, be it one or 100, there's no need to do the math. You see, you're in her DM. Her pussy? Giving me baths. You're texting WYD. She's asking me, why your dick giving all this sensation? Her mouth is giving dictation. She has an oral fixation. You got Twitter fingers. She makes sure her tongue has my kids over for dinner. You text asking what she has on. And if that's the case, it's written all over her face. So she doesn't have to say a word. We are not the same. Don't blame me. Blame the sheets with wet streaks we left behind in the places we sleep. Blame the strokes, not tachycardia. I mean, it does involve her heart, but this one is in her throat. I mean, there's levels and layers. I'm a throat slayer. I got dibs on her tonsils. Might not be in her ribs, but these strokes come with V-fib. And even if I get a little rough, it beat all my holes up. There's no need to lie. She's not left bruised like a lover giving an excuse for a black eye. This isn't a ruse or a farce. You don't need a medical chart to understand that my dick actually has a heart that beats in her. And that heart grew and bust the seams like the Grinch at Christmas. And even if you test the litmus, it's all wet and melted away. I broke her levee like paper mache. Machete might not be the best name for me, because I'm cutting off all memories of past fools like bamboo in the rainforest of Saigon. I'm a vet, but not in Nam, but her explosions are napalm. It's hot in here. Whoa, Nelly. Her jelly resembles buckshot when I'm giving back shots, and I'm not for freeing R. Kelly. But she comes more vigorously after I smack that ass, and she seems like she's ready. I came for all the smoke, for all the water, so I manned the boat. We float like clowns with red balloons. We live to die in monsoons. We dance with the devil under the pale moon. And even if the moon controls the tide, I was built to ride in her waves. She waves her hand in the air like pastor in a pulpit was preaching directly to her. And before someone screams blasphemy, she's not a Baptist, although she could have fooled me. Face splashed like I got woke from a wet dream, but her wet stream is reality like Bitcoin, different streams of income. So in comes the caveat. When I come to plant seed, she deems there is wealth in her. She sings the God in me, gets on her knees and bows, not simply because she thinks I'm worthy, but also because she's blessed to be the one with whole generations of me on her lips to speak upon. The energy is so loud in here, you think the speaker's on. It creeps along neural pathways. Call it Layla Hathaway, because when she says my name, it's not Ebonics, it's multiphonics. Two pitches at once, like two satchel pages in the game, throwing twin flames down the middle. She looks over her shoulder, because I done swung this stick so hard. I knocked all that shit over. With no time left on the clock, she falls asleep with her hand in the air like Jordan taking the last shot. You're in her DMs talking to yourself, texting, hey. We're cuddled, passed out in puddles, like the room just rained. We are not the same. And that's the Renaissance Poetry Show, man. I'm thankful for you guys listening. I'm glad that y'all are here. I'm glad that we were able to end the show right before. You got a couple of minutes left, so you know what's up. Come back. You understand? Come back in 2 weeks and check us out. We might do something completely different. We might have a cipher. You never know what we're going to do. You don't know who the show killer is going to be, none of that. But it is what it is. This is Renaissance Poetry on Epiphany Radio, and I'm out.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town. This is Radio. Your number one hit station.
This is Tom Brady, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love. Oh.